I'll go get them food or
I am recording. Okay. I figured, yeah.
So, my grandfather, we'll literally, my friend will be over and be like, you guys talk to each other like you're going to murder each other. Like, and then I'll walk back in the house. He'll be like, you think I should buy this gun? And I'll be like, here's a couple hundred dollars. Like, we're like close, but we literally talk to each other like a piece of shit. But it's normal. You know what I mean?
Well, right, because then it's not a piece of shit. It's just normal.
Yeah. Like,
it's not,
he'll
listen,
call me.
It wasn't normal to be a piece of shit.
When he's nice, I know he's in a bad mood. So, I don't fuck with him.
He's like,
dude, to be able to be shitty to someone, like, you have to be on a ladder. Yeah.
But
dude,
I don't hit nothing personal. Like, there really ain't nothing. Like, I don't go personal. I don't know. It's just,
right.
I don't see that. I don't see anything.
It's not real. It's
yeah. So, I don't know. It is what it is. But he come home. So, you got us. He's fighting with my kids, trying to hit my kid. My kid thinks he's going to fuck him up because he's like 50. My other son is just saying, you're a dirtball when he just put boogers on the wall yesterday. And I'm going to beat his ass. Yo, I can't make this up.
Bro, your kids are funny as hell, bro.
No, they're annoying. I hate them.
Bro, he posted the funniest video. Dude, that video of Charlie's her name?
Charlie.
Talking shit to you, bro. Y'all are so
that's
funny.
Normal.
I know.
Like, as I
did people get riled off? Do people message you about the shit or no? Because some people will look at it and be like, oh, you know, people don't like when they let, you know, people care how other people parent,
so
you know?
I did one video.
I can see what's going on and it's hilarious.
Well, I'm trying to raise her because I like girls that talk shit. Like, she'll be like, shut up, you little dick. I'm going to go suck some dick. You know what I mean? And
wait,
I'll be like, damn.
Wait, not your daughter.
No, girls
okay,
in general,
right,
like, they're
right,
funny.
Right.
Like, it's not personal.
Yeah, yeah, they're with it. They're with it.
So, my son's so sensitive, the one that talks the most shit. You say something back, he's like,
so he's ready for
man,
the smoke,
you're,
and then he ain't ready.
Yeah, and then my other son, the booger picker, is like, didn't you just get punished for not doing your homework? And then he tries to fight him. So I'm like, bro, why you always got to, you're going to beat your little brother up. Like, you know he don't fight. Like, you know what I mean? Then Charlie will come in. What's up, you fucking clown? And I'm just like, which one? She's like, Carson, he's a fucking clown. And but back to what I was saying.
That's crazy.
We're all in the yard yelling and cussing each other, throwing shit away. And my grandfather thinks I'm just trying to milk his shit again, like, for the yard, right? Oh, of course. He's got the most land. You know, it's free.
Right.
And, but I also want to clean the shed because my mom's photos, that's like the world to her. I could throw away anything. I can argue with her. We could have the deepest conversation. Somebody could die. These photos from when I was a kid, do not touch them photos. That's my number one rule. But I like photos, so I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But these are
they're
like
memories. Yeah.
These are like, I found a $10 bill from, like, a note from, like, I think 1880. It was half ripped and tore up, but it was framed, so I didn't save it. But my mom's photos were there. So I like doing stuff like that for my mom. My mom don't care if you spent money on her or, like, she likes little things. You know what I mean? Like
sentimental stuff.
Yeah, like, I got her $100 knick-knack thing for her dreamsicles. She still talks about this for the last, like, 10 years. And it was $100. Dreamsicles are baby angels. Like, so these they're literally baby angels.
They're not
angels. They're not grown angels.
All right, but what are they? They're figurines.
But they're made out of porcelain,
okay.
Or like a glass.
Okay, okay.
They're cool as hell.
Okay,
like
I just never
they're
heard
pretty
of that.
Badass. Yeah. You got one riding a star. You got another one like dumping.
He likes
on
them more than her.
They're cool.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And it was just me and her growing up. So I know don't touch them photos.
So yeah, what was that like growing up? How old are you? You're my age or
33.
What?
Yeah,
33.
Yeah.
Oh hey, welcome. Thanks for being here. 150 subscribers. Might not kill myself. We'll see. We'll see if we get to that 250 mark soon. what's up, Mark?
Nothing much. Just another day.
Yeah, pull that mic closer to you.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you're good.
Yep,
you can move that. You can pull it to you. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
Yep. There you go. Feel that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's better.
Thanks, all right.
yeah, man. So where'd you grow up? You grew up in Brooklyn? Park?
Damn.
Didn't you?
God, hell no.
What do you mean?
South Baltimore, Hanover Street.
Okay, well, what the fuck?
That's way different.
All right, it is. Because
I skipped Brooklyn
but
Curtis Bay.
But, okay, well, Curtis Bay and Brooklyn are the same thing.
No, it's not.
All right, talk to me.
Nah, that.
Because to me,
you grew up on Cypress and Curtis Avenue is different than 4th and Patapsco.
Right, but it all sucks.
I don't know. Me personally, I like the city better. You're getting less trouble in the bullshit.
Well, because it's the real city.
It is. So I saw
the other ones are just like fake cities, and they're trying to be the city. You know what I mean?
Like, I hate when people be like, yo, I grew up in a city. It's hard.
Didn't, yeah.
No, it wasn't. You just, either you're going to make it because you're cool, or you're not. Like,
right.
People get beat up, shot, whatever. No big deal. Like, not like I'm seeing people. You know what I mean? Like, my mom's friend got shot on the corner while I'm riding my scooter. You know what I mean? Like, that motherfucker just wouldn't die either. And
how old were you when you seen that?
Riding a scooter. Scooter came out probably 2002, 2001, them Razors. So, around that time. Yeah.
That sounds jarring.
He's still alive, too.
Oh, he really didn't die.
No, he don't. He had like 9 lives. Bro, even my sister's dad.
I've seen him get shot 9 different times.
Bro, even my sister's dad used to come home with stab wounds and be like, we good on rent. Like, what the fuck? And then him and my mom got a black eye. You know what I mean? And then next thing you know.
No siblings growing up?
Not till I was, I'm 14 more years older than my sister. So 07, when I moved down here.
Down to Pasadena?
Pasadena. My sister, Kara, died at birth.
Golly.
And I fucked my mom up. And then I moved in with my grandma.
You were 14 when that happened?
I was 13. So okay. It was, no, shit. 07. Because I'm 14. My sister was born in 9th grade. So, yeah, I was in 07 history class when it happened. So, what are you, 7? What are you, like, 12? No, 13. I'm in high school.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
I'm probably, like,
13, 14.
Yeah, because I graduated 17. But, yeah, so, I mean, it was a stillborn. Nothing you could do about it. She went to work at Johnny's. Baby wasn't moving. You know what I mean? Nothing crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have any siblings who lived?
Yeah, my sister Angel. That's the one I pulled up on at work on a video the other day and was acting like I was ordering bean dip out of her restaurant.
Yeah, you're coffee bugging. Bean. You're bugging.
But nah, she's cool.
They got fire coffee.
I never had it.
I don't.
I'm not a coffee drinker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But you grew up and you had another sister. So you grew up an only child.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I was spoiled.
Yeah.
I was spoiled. I ain't even going front. Not like new shit, like brand new cars and big houses. Normal house. I got a car.
Living with mom and dad?
Nah, just mom. Just met my dad in 2021 for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Where was he at?
Prison.
Growing up? Prison? For real?
He actually stabbed one guy. He shot the guy.
You're like, remember my mom's friend?
Yeah. The guy that painted our house in Curtis Bay, he shot him.
Damn.
For over a motorcycle.
And that's what he went away for?
No. He got away with that.
He goes, now, yeah, statute of limitations.
Money laundering, conspiracy.
All kind of shit.
Yeah, but they never found him with nothing.
Really?
So.
Was he a multiple offender or something? They like to throw the book at you if you got in trouble a couple times.
Honestly, no. They just, so the laws passed. He could only get out if there was a Democrat in office, not a Republican, because certain laws passed. So they lowered the cocaine and
right.
I don't know all. I'm not gonna act like I know everything,
right,
but they lowered the
penalty.
Yes.
For
so instead
ones.
Of
right.
He had life plus like 30 years.
Right.
And never got caught with nothing.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you so growing up, you knew he was in prison?
Yeah, my mom don't hide nothing from me.
That's probably good, dude. I feel like, because look, they're going to find out. Kids are going to find out at some point. And
yep.
Then they figure out if you've been lying to them all these fucking years. Then you start to go, what else is not real?
Yep.
That's what the thing is about keeping it real with the kids. So did you talk to him in prison growing up and shit?
He will call me.
Were you happy? Were you like mad at him for not being around? How'd that feel?
Nah, my mom,
honestly?
My mom was number one.
No, I know.
Yeah,
but
no, I mean.
She did so good, though, that you.
Yeah, not even. I wish you'd taught me how to shave. I want to have pimples in high school. That's about it. But, nah. I mean, he got money, but yeah, they had a bobcat and everything. Fucking attacked my cousin, tore his back up and all. It got all over the news. It got released in Mount Airy.
A real
yeah.
Bobcat.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
My cousin
yeah,
still talks about.
I thought
about
a tractor.
It's not a bobcat. I'm sorry. What's the one with the pointy ears? They're smaller.
I was
than
confused.
Lynx?
No, it was a bobcat because the cougars are the big ones, right?
Yeah.
It's a bobcat then. Yeah.
Why did he have that? How did he have that?
No, I.
Bro, fair enough.
My
fair
mom
enough.
Showed me stories and pictures. He got out of jail in 2021 and still has nicer shit than me.
Have you? Okay, so did you go see him growing up?
In prison now.
Okay, well, your mom wasn't with him growing up. Like, she wasn't staying with him in prison.
She,
they probably weren't together when he went.
No, they were.
Oh, okay, were. Damn. But he got put to set down for so long.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah. It wasn't no loyalty.
So did you go see him? I forgot.
Nah, it's too far.
Okay.
He was always in federal.
Right. And they said, yeah, they'll send you all.
Country.
Yeah, that's
yeah
federal
me,
prisons. There's only, you know, certain ones. So you, if you,
oh,
you yeah,
he
you
would only
you have
would,
to go to Colorado or go to here, or go to there.
No, exactly, Colorado.
Yeah, they had
only,
certain
the
spots.
The closest he got was Virginia, and that was like 6 hours. And I'm already older now. I'm like, bro, I'm not driving 6 hours to come talk to you. Like, we can do that shit on the phone. You know what
and
mean?
Do
like,
you guys have you maintained that phone rate?
Fuck no.
No.
He got out of jail. So I tried. I was excited at first. I'm like, you know what? I've learned so much from not having a dad and like, I'm like my sister's dad, right? My sister is square.
Your sister has a different dad than you. That makes sense because your dad was in prison.
Dead.
Right, right,
yeah,
right.
He's dead. That's the one I said. Another one I said had like 9 lives. Dude had a rap sheet of 18 pages and never and would always get out of jail after like 2-3 days. He was snitching. I'm telling you. He was snitching.
Damn, he's speaking ill on the dead. Yeah. He's like, rest in peace, but also you
nah,
fucking
I
told.
I ripped this picture up yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. I could not. Bro, I pulled a gun on him.
Jesus.
I had swords pulled on him. Yeah, no, seriously. I used to collect swords from the flea market.
I believe you.
And I pulled a gun. I pulled a revolver.
Chopped his hand off.
And because he gave my mother a black eye. And
well, that's a no-no.
She handled. I think she started it.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, but
he's yeah, like she had it coming.
They be beefing. But they also got along too. He did a lot for me, but he never played my dad though. Nobody never did. My mother made sure of that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And, are you? Do you look like your dad?
I think I got similarities. I got similarities.
Are you his only child?
Nah, my brother died.
Goddamn, Mark. Yeah. It's like fucking everyone shit. I bring up, you're like,
bro,
nah, he's dead.
He
died. Nah, he's dead.
He was a year older than me. I met him when I was like 14 in Brooklyn. He lived in Brooklyn because I lived in Curtis Bay and South Baltimore back and forth.
Right.
And Paul Jr. When he was first born, they tried.
That's your dad's name?
Yeah, Paul.
Got it.
And
we don't like juniors around here. We think it's lazy.
Yeah, we do.
But the thing was, they called him a junior, but it ain't the same matching middle name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it has to be exactly the same for a junior, right?
So his mom, rest in peace. They went to go rob my mom. His mom or him? They went to go rob my dad. Or whatever, the rob my dad or the neighbor, she answered the door, they blew her head off.
No fucking way. Yes. That
when
seems so extreme.
I can't.
That's like beyond a robbery. No, I believe you. I don't think you are when you're lying. That's just like, why do that, right?
Bro, and
why jump out the window and shoot him in the head? I never understood that.
No,
if you're going to rob
the door,
rob
she
him.
Answered the door, boom.
Right. But they were going to rob him though, right? It's like, why
I was
do
younger
that?
When I heard about
no,
it. My
right,
brother
right.
told me about it.
Jesus.
That
fuck.
Was like the instant, that was it. And then his aunt or uncle, somebody raised him or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't even know.
Right.
I met up with him about when I got out the service, like 2013, 2012.
Who is this you're meeting up with? Your dad?
My brother.
Your brother?
Like, yeah.
Your brother Paul Jr.?
Yeah.
Got it.
And this motherfucker was off his rocker. Talking about, I don't like, I know a little bit about drugs. He's talking about some peyote. I don't even know. Something about a cactus.
Ooh, next year I'm doing peyote with him in the Mexican desert with shaman.
Well, that's, he was
doing them next year.
He was talking about all these drugs. And
Paul
like,
Jr., hit me up.
He dead.
Oh, that's right.
Jesus.
I forgot.
You
I
might
forgot.
See
he
him.
Was one of the ones.
Talk about him.
I'll
when
meet
you
him
do
when
it.
I do. You'll see
him.
You'll
see him, bro. All
right, yeah. I'll do it with you.
Yeah. You want to see your family?
Yeah. Bro, and he was talking about all. Like, if I first meet you, I don't want to talk about drugs.
Yeah.
I'm not even
You're
doing
not
drugs.
A drug guy, yeah.
No. If I wanted to, I would tell you. If I don't want to, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's 1,000 females here or 10 dudes or 100. If I don't want to do it, I'm going to do it. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
And I was like, you want to get something to eat? Like, we ain't got to, I don't do none of that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He ended up robbing some people, went
oh,
to jail
God.
For a little bit, and then got out. And I don't know how he died.
Jesus.
I really didn't care. I'd be minding my own business.
Right. Yeah, you kind of stay in your own lane.
I'd be living while they be dying. I don't know. I'm not making, I'll be a dead serious. I just don't. I should be minding my own damn business. I don't care what any of them do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're good at minding your own business, man. It's like one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is like your internet persona. You know? You have this persona on the internet, bro. And it's like, it's so intriguing to me to watch because you don't give a fuck. It's like, you know, some people watch your shit and get riled up. And because they're not minding their own fucking business, they're caring about some shit they shouldn't give a fuck about, and they watch you, bro. And it's like, I wish you had to follow this man on Instagram because he just is out there living, and you're always on the move, bro. You're always somewhere doing something, bro.
I am the busiest person that don't work. I promise you. Like honestly, that's why I go on cruises.
You're constantly.
I can't move because I'm stuck on that boat, and I'm
cruises.
I love them. It's just, that's the only, I'm not big on the phone. Like, I'll do my funny videos here and there.
Yeah.
I don't care about the file. I'm actually very private. Like,
right.
I laid on a beach in Haiti and deleted like 500 people off of Facebook. You know how many followers I have now? Like 300 off of
yeah,
Facebook.
Yeah, you're not even doing it for the followers.
No,
yeah, no,
like,
you're just.
People are just fucking nosy and I'm cool with it. But I don't know. I was drunk and I was like, just people were just like, just saying shit. So I was like, you know what? Now they can't watch what I do.
Right.
But then Instagram, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, like, it ain't like I'm doing it for, I'm not, like I said, I'm not private, or I'm private, I mean.
So it
ain't like I'm doing it for 1,000 likes. The people I'm cool with, you know what I mean? We all get to laugh about
it. Right, right. The people on Instagram, everyone just compares, right? So it's just a constant comparison, and they're like, you know what it is? It's like they don't like their life, right? So they're like, they go to their shitty job that they cannot quit, right? And they go home to their shitty wife who they do not love, or husband. And then they get on Instagram, right? And they see you, and you're somewhere on a beach with your shirt off, ripping money up, talking about on camera, like, yeah, I just quit my job today. It riles people the fuck up.
But the thing is, nobody understands how broke I was. You know what I mean? And I couldn't do, and I'm looking at people like that. But the thing is, I don't get, if the people in my circle need that, like, I was on vacation with them. I had a couple extra dollars. I get, you're good, bro.
Yeah.
Here, I got that cabana for us. You know what I mean? Like, I hope your marriage is good. You know what I mean? Like, even another guy that came that I really didn't know like that, you're cool for now. You know what I'm saying? Until you're not, until I don't.
Yeah, I'll say this about you. I don't know you super, super well, but I will say that you have like a you have like a moral thing about you. Like, you have your own way of doing shit that you think is like, this is what I find acceptable, and this is how I'm going to move, you know?
But I don't affect, I make sure it doesn't. No, everything I've ever done has never affected nobody else.
Right.
Whether it was good.
Except when you're breaking them girls' hearts, brother.
That's not intentional. That's not intentional.
You can't be fucking them that good, bro. You go in there and hit the crazy button.
Nah, that's, it's not intentional.
Hit the camera. That is not intentional.
He said, no more kids for me.
Yeah. He said, I love you, baby. He said, all 10 of them are going to hear that.
You're going to get a lot more subscribers now.
People are going to be curious for sure. Like, what's Mark got to say?
And the thing is, it's funny because I just did this because like I told you, I saw it on a Lil Wayne thing a while ago, and I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
that's how Mark walked in this bitch.
Dude, honestly, I like it. Well, I'm not sure if you're a rapper or a wrestler.
Mark has it. Mark can pull whatever.
But I even dress like this when I'm riding a Harley.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Or I'll throw on some Jordans and some Gucci Daddy shorts.
Motorcycle.
And just be like, you know what? I don't know. I just
Bought a brand new motorcycle.
Fuck yeah! That's
Don't care about what anybody else thinks. You know what I mean? Because in that case, you wouldn't be doing this if you cared and saying certain shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You can't do a certain
or what his lifestyle is.
Right,
you know what
right.
I genuinely hope everybody does good, whether I like you or not.
Right.
Because if I don't like you, I'll be like, oh man, I don't like him, but he's doing good.
Right.
What are you going to say about me?
Yeah.
You're a better person than me.
Yeah.
There's no question, Mike.
You know what I mean? Like,
not even close.
I wish ill will every day. That's probably a personal character.
You know what I mean?
Here.
Like, I can come off as a dick only because I don't know you, so I don't want to let you in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. It's like, you know, you can see you on the internet and think something about you, but you're not. It's like, it's easy to misconstrue who you are because it's like you're not putting your full self on the internet right there.
9 times out of 10, you know what it is? My tattoos.
What do you mean?
People judge you. I did a paper on this in college, right?
For sure.
People, one, I get
you
offered.
You went to college?
Yeah, I got a degree. I got a degree. Yeah. And I did my year in Towson. So I have an associate's with a secondary in personal training. And I, or certificate, I'm sorry. And I got a NASM one too. I used to do the gym in Annapolis Mall, Retro Fitness, still closed down. But
the tattoos.
Yeah, like
you did a paper on.
I did a paper on it. I play softball with my
softball's fun.
With my professor too, by the way. Yeah. And that's a funny story. But literally your size, your tattoos, and how you look, people are gonna judge you.
For sure.
I never got a compliment. I don't have the best looking tattoos. I don't. I've had most of my shit was done in a kitchen. You know what I mean? Like, it fucking 15, 16-year-old. People, I was skinny with tattoos. I'm a drug addict and a nobody.
Right.
You're buff with tattoos. You get compliments and you're a douchebag. So who fucking cares?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I just owned it. You know what I mean? I was so insecure about my tattoos. I started fixing them. And then I was like, you know what? Who cares?
Yeah. And especially when you have so many, you're covered in tattoos, right? So when that is the case, it's like, it don't even matter how good they are, bro.
Until they talk to you. And then they're like,
it don't matter.
Man,
though.
I really thought you were a fucking dick.
Oh, right. Yeah,
and I was
like,
we never talk. You know what I mean? Like, you're not in my circle.
I think people are threatened by you too, you know? Men. men are threatened, you know, for sure. Because men get threatened. That's what happens. That's why, like, people who are haters, I feel like that all comes from, like, a sense of threat, you know, or fear.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the thing is, I don't like that word, haters, actually. You know what I mean? Because I'm not mad at nobody. Even the ones that I don't like,
sure,
for some reason, they did something to me. If you're doing better than me, shit, I'm still not mad at you.
Yeah.
Because my kids are eating at the end of the day.
Right.
And while you're at work, I'm not. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, I still don't hate you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But some people do. Some people, and I think that the ones who do, it comes from a sense of insecurity, you know?
Or they're not fulfilled in their lives.
Well, that's
you
super
sound
common.
Like you're pretty fulfilled in what you're doing. I don't know you at all.
Yeah, I've never met you.
Well,
because
he gets to fucking ride Harleys and go on cruises.
Dude,
you'd be
seem
fulfilled
just
too.
Like a good time.
And I can lie.
Be careful, he'll fuck you. Yeah. Hey, you better chill, Mike. Don't talk to Mark like that. You don't know Mark, bro. You better chill.
Somebody ovulate.
Hey, stop it.
I will have fun. Like I said, if we all went out right now. And I was in that mood.
Matter of fact.
Yeah. Where are we going? Bring the what's it called? The camera, GoPro?
Oh, yeah, little GoPro.
We'll just hop in the car and see where we go. We'll snort pre-workout and pick up crackheads. Like I am, until you do something that I don't like. And then I'll address it. Be like, look, man, I don't really know you like that. I don't know if that's you. And then either we move on from it or I just disappear. I just won't talk to you.
I like that.
You know what I mean? That's just how I am. I've cut people off that are real close. I don't have to say nothing bad about you. They know I just won't talk.
You ever do anything gay?
Like for money?
Dude, this guy's not a sucker. I like
that. For money? That's hilarious.
Dude, if you do it for money.
Man, I got God once.
We all get God once. I get it.
And it wasn't no transformer pill. It was another type of transformer. But it should happen. You know what I mean?
It happens to the best.
They were the fakest, realest titties I've ever seen in my life.
Hey, they all taste real. You heard me?
I was so blacked out drunk, they were rubber.
You heard me?
So you graduate high school?
Yeah.
And then went to the military?
Yep.
Why'd you go into the military? Sometimes like the dad's in the military. Your dad was in prison.
Yeah.
Let me not go to prison.
My mom didn't work either.
What do you mean?
My senior year, she got locked up. My mom didn't work my whole life.
It was really?
Her, yeah. So, she was on the grind too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, she wasn't perfect. And,
nobody is.
Yeah.
Except for me.
She knew a lot of people, and I kept trying to get jobs. I was working at McDonald's. And
right out of high school?
Nah, during high school.
Okay.
Yeah. And you want to hear that story?
Of course.
Bro, this is a bad story.
Yeah, of course I want to hear a bad story.
I live
for bad stories.
I'll say it.
Say it.
All right. I hope he hears.
Oh, good. It's about a specific person.
So...
Literally four people listen, so you're straight.
Hey, trust me, that one person will hear. But you know what? It'll be worth it. Because I've been wanting this.
I'm here for it.
I've been waiting my whole life for him to hear this. And working, minding my business, like always.
At McDonald's.
Yeah, I got a black eye. I got beat up bad. Like.
Why? That's a whole different story.
Nah, it's all part.
Okay.
My baby mother had our kid. She, I took him from her, right?
Baby from the baby mom.
Yeah, because she wouldn't let me see him. Told everybody, you gotta think it's senior year.
Jesus, dude, you're a baby.
Yeah. Told everybody I beat her up. I'll tell you, I can't beat somebody up when I weigh 125 pounds. She weighed 110, and the car seat was fucking 60 with that baby. You know what I mean? Like, bigger than me. She told her ex, he was a lot bigger than me, but I ain't back down. We squared up. It was a bunch of us. I told my boy, don't jump in. It was a bunch of, I was like, nah, one-on-one. You know
so y'all like met up somewhere?
Yeah, right into my street.
Okay.
And I wasn't a good wrestler, but I was a good fighter.
Put you on your back?
After I got some good hits in.
Right, that's the worst.
Yeah.
You're doing okay on your feet, and then they lift
out. I didn't get knocked out. Right. I didn't knock him out.
You
but
took
I,
the L.
I couldn't wrestle.
Hey, good for
was
you for saying
wrestler?
That. No one wants to admit they took an L ever.
No, that was one of my biggest L's.
Thank you. I'm just saying that you hear that so rarely from men.
I still kept trying to come back.
I do.
So I was not. I'm not done until I'm like dead. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Well, cops were coming to the, whatever. And I kept standing up fighting. They break it up when he wrestled me. He got some good ones in, broke it up. Keep going.
Because your people were there. His people were there.
Honestly, yeah. Well, I didn't want my boy fighting a couple other people that I was cool with, and they didn't know him. So whatever. No, okay. The fight's over. Right. You know what I mean? I go put some peas on my eye. You know what I mean? And I go to work. I'm on night shift. And I'm still going to school and
working
night
shift. Didn't miss your shift, though.
Huh?
Didn't miss your shift. Love that.
Well, you know why I'm glad I showed up?
Do tell.
I was taking the trash out. I remember who I was working with. I ain't going to say her name. But we were working. I took trash out. As I took the trash out, guess who came through that?
The dude?
The drive-thru.
Who, the ex?
The dude that beat me up.
For real?
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what he ordered.
Oh, you're foul, bro.
Besides fingers on the dumpster. You we tell you?
You remember?
Oh, I remember like it was yesterday.
That's
because cool. I was so dumb that before I made the burger first, then wiped it on my balls, I didn't think about the mustard and the ketchup being on my nuts.
Oh,
the rest of the shift.
That's how you know it's a real story, because he like put his balls in the mustard, ketchup, and onions.
I know. Not in the thing, but I made the burger like, because right, that's in my head, I gotta follow the rules on how to make it or I would have forgot. You get what I'm saying? So I threw it on the floor too. They order two of them.
Shout out to McDonald's. Remember, the people who work at the fast food restaurants are Mark. But this guy had it coming.
He did.
You didn't rub balls on any strangers?
Listen, can I say, rubbing your balls while I, if you are like just worked out and were sweaty as fuck, like honestly, great. It's amazing. But if you're like a normal person, you probably bathe normally. Like, he probably didn't even notice.
Oh,
what I would say to you is, if you could shave and put a bunch of hair. Put hair on a bunch of...
Like, oh, it gets nice.
Way worse.
It gets worse.
Oh, let's hear it. I love...
So, because I didn't think about it. Not just wiping on my privates first, then making the food.
I mean, even if he doesn't know it, he knows it.
Oh,
he knows.
You know?
Yeah,
bro,
that's good enough.
But I know what you mean.
Oh, that's... Oh, I made birthday cakes before for people. Trust me. As long as I know and I don't tell nobody, I'm cool with it.
All right. No one eat that. Mark ain't bringing nothing to the party.
Bro, that's the 100th time I heard that. So, two McDoubles, right? Two McDoubles, one on the floor, one on my nuts, right? This is why I had trash hands. Trash fingers, right?
Crazy. With the dumpster fingers.
Yes. I'm not... Swear on my kids.
No, I believe you. I can tell how real it is.
You had to make the food and throw the trash out? They don't have
it people. It was us two. And she was in high school with me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to think, my mom just got locked up. So my senior year was coming. Or this was my senior year. So
you're home alone?
Nah, my grandma.
Got it.
Yeah. So they ordered a chicken BLT. Spitting that. Right? Right? Two orders of nuggets. Two orders of nuggets. Went on the floor. One order had spit.
Oh, my God,
Last thing. McFlurry. Stirred. Spit. And guess where they ate it?
The whole meal.
Guess where they ate it? I didn't touch the fries. Couldn't. They were on the other side.
Did they eat it in the store? No, they drove through. It was drive through.
It was night shift. They must have went out from, like, high school party or something. Parking lot.
So you got to watch them enjoy it?
That's awesome.
Bro, that is fantastic. Yeah, I bet. That's fantastic.
I made trash.
He probably don't even know you worked there, huh?
He saw me walk out. I walked right in front of their car.
As he's eating?
No.
Oh, before he even ordered?
As I took the trash out. I would have kept going.
Yeah. Damn, that's awesome, dude. You're foul for that.
Yep. Dude, always
respect. With the black eye, right?
Oh, yeah, my shit was... Yeah.
But that's what's so nice. You didn't have to wait. It wasn't even a month later.
I'll take two more black eyes to do that.
Yeah. And it wasn't even a month later. It was like, it was so fresh. Yep. It was still so fresh.
Yep.
Damn, dude.
And she let
McDonald's.
Me...
Mark's loving it, honestly.
Hey.
That guy's not loving it, but.
I got a Ronald McDonald t-shirt to wear to the gym.
Why are we talking about McDonald's? The military. You were working at the McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. So
your mom got locked up.
Yeah, that shit happened.
You went to Northeast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I went to a couple different high schools.
Right. Why is that? Because you were moving or because you were being bad as fuck?
Both.
Okay.
Well, the one high school I loved, Lansdowne. I loved that school.
Loved?
Yeah. You got into a fight. You're good. Everybody moved on. Mind your business.
Oh, because it was a Wild Wild West?
Yeah. Only one, but most we knew everybody, you know what I mean? So, all my friends from the city, some went there, you know what I mean? But went to Chesapeake and then was it Northeast? Went to Chesapeake, went back to Northeast, then I went to night school, then back to Northeast to graduate. So, I got in trouble. Julie, my baby mother, whatever, said I beat her up when I took my son. I fought that in court.
Okay. Oh, you got charges for that at all?
That's how she got the kid back.
Gotcha.
I was just keeping him for a little bit to see him. You know what I mean?
You just kidnapped him for a little bit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because when you don't, I actually know a lot about the court system.
Oh, I bet.
I've helped my buddies win. Well, I just beat her in court without a lawyer last year. I won. She pays me child support now.
One thing, I don't even know what the word would be. You're good at shit like figuring out like you're good at that type of shit. Like you'd be really good at like, a corporate lawsuit, like if you were suing a company, you would be really good at like.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it's just like
I'm putting out on my resume.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like you know how to play by the rules. You find out what the rules are, and then you go, I know exactly. You know, it's like.
But you know what the biggest win is? Like the one I just won, beating my son, and I beat one, winning my son and beating my daughter's, my son's mother.
So hold on. So it's a different kid. You won this one in court.
No, the
so
same you, one. I.
Oh my God! Yes. From that wait, you fighting for the same kid?
Yes.
These days?
Yes. I
as the kid back then?
Yes. That's God Carson, my oldest.
Damn, bro, that's so much drama,
bro. And
it's, and that's it's, one of the kids. And you have more, how many? You got 50 kids?
Yeah. And I got 50 of them. Kids. Yeah.
Damn, bro. So you went to court for that, beat them charges?
No. Well, that's the thing. All right, so that was pending until September. I was 18 in September, right? I was always trying to leave for the military, so I kept riding dirt bikes.
So when did you make that decision and why?
I kept saying it because it's a little
did
cocky.
You know anybody in it? Or
nah, I just knew.
Let's hear. Let me hear the cocky thing.
I thought I looked good in the uniform.
And That's not cocky, it's gay, bro.
I didn't even join that branch. That was the Navy. I never even joined the Navy.
Oh, interesting. You wanted to pick one for their fit?
Yeah.
I swear to God. You go to the recruiter and you're like, bro, can I see the fits?
Remember when Chris Brown came out and had the tattoos behind his ear? The stars, the flaming, and the fire? I went and got that. My recruiter cussed me out and said, I'm a piece of shit. You're a dumbass. Blah, blah, blah. I said, I'll go to another branch. So this all happened.
His whole life has been like that. There's like, I have a story about, and he's been, it's just like.
This all happened. So I'm waiting on her court case, right? In September-ish. Right, I'm 17 now. Court case is around my 18th birthday.
Welcome to adulthood.
Yeah. So, next thing you know, I'm riding. Oh, what's his name? I went to his parties all the time. He passed away on the back of a motorcycle in Cali or Florida.
Rob Hayes?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Hayes. I was with Rob Hayes riding him.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
I got expelled for fighting Rob.
Did you? I rode him to his house on the back of my grandfather's dirt bike. It was a big dirt bike, like an Enduro. And I'm, like I said, I'm 125 pounds. It's too big for me. My bike was broke. Cops pulled up. I took off, right? Went down 220.
Of course you did.
He hit me, whatever, locked me up.
That's the city in you.
Yeah. it was too big. The bike was too big for me. Like, right. I'm not even going to front. And he hit me, and I ran. I hid in the bush on 220th Street. Guy called me out. I went to jail. Went to court for that. Told him I'm joining the military. Every time I went to court for something stupid like that, fighting, court, whatever, join the military. You're good. I hope you, good job, sir. You're doing right, right? Yeah. All I got to do is show him a little paper saying I took the pretest.
Like, this guy's going to die on the front line. Send him
out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Fuck it.
That's how they should treat you.
I caught the same judge twice for the baby mother drama saying I beat her up.
For a second time?
That was coming up in September, October, like around my 18th birthday.
So the same judge is what, though? From some other
for
shit
court
you had?
In Annapolis. The one was dirt bike riding. That was instant. That got thrown out. Or it got thrown out, but he was like, I don't want to see you again, join the service.
And it was the same judge?
Same judge with her.
So then what?
She gave my mother and my baby mother the option, jail or join the service. You got 3 weeks to show me some kind of documentation and you're on probation till then.
Hold on, he gave them the option?
Yeah, he asked them. They both told, she said, yeah, let them go.
To the military?
Yeah, and my mother begged them. I remember it was us three.
So your baby mother could have been like jail?
Yeah.
Damn, shout out to her.
No, because she got my gun license taken away until I was 30 years old. Because that shit was 18-year-old. It fell under when I was before 18. It was in limbo, so it only popped up when I went to go buy a gun. I couldn't buy a gun until I was 30 years old.
Dude, I'm still not allowed to have a gun. I've never even been convicted of a felony. Lawyers, if you're listening, and I know we have a lot of lawyers listening, hit me up because I need to know why I'm not allowed to have a gun.
Yeah, so I left not even a month and a half, 2 months later.
So you talked to a recruiter for the what? For the Navy?
Yeah.
And then you got tattoos that were visible outside of a uniform.
Yep, went to the Army.
And he got mad about it, so then you went to the Army.
Yep.
That's hilarious. The Army didn't give a fuck?
Nah.
Okay, so you joined the Army.
Yep.
What's that like? You're by yourself? You don't do it with a buddy or nothing? You're solo dolo in that?
Yeah, you got to think. You're 18.
You don't got buddies.
No, you know what I mean? Like, I got hit with child support, $850 a month, because her lawyer said...
$850 a month, bro, and you're 18 years old?
And I didn't even have a job yet. They went off military pay. And they... Because I found it when I was battling custody for her. They lied and said I made $1,300 every 2 weeks.
They wouldn't lie in court.
It was $1,300 a month. So they did the double income, which means you make more, you got to pay more. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. It was
18 years
old.
Yo,
I was eating Taco Bell $2 meal deals because it was so couldn't buy a new car, couldn't buy nothing.
Right, no. Yeah. You're
I had like $500 to spare.
Right.
I was drinking Four Loco to get drunk for $2.38.
Shout out to Four Loco.
It was a good one. It was
the old
one.
Yeah, the old one.
Yeah,
the old one. When it would be like a little tiny hit of crack.
You gotta figure more people should have died from that. I didn't look at the numbers.
I've never finished statistics. One.
Really?
For real?
I've never finished one.
I'm drinking two, and that's the max I could do. Damn. And it was a lot.
Dude, yeah. It was when Fast and the Furious came out, like 4 or 5, and I bought a Honda Civic. I'm up in El Paso in the mountains by UTEP trying to drift around one way streets. Dude, it looked like the streets were caving in. I was so drunk. I'll never do that again.
I didn't watch a movie after the third one. That's where the drifting started. They drifted all the movies after the third one.
Dude, I had a Civic that lost horsepower the more I drove it. And I'm just up in El Paso because that was the most popular car to get fixed. And I got it for like $2,000.
So you went and joined the military. You had to go to boot camp?
Yeah.
How was that?
I would do it every summer if they paid me.
For real?
It was so much fun.
Really?
You got to...
Like the grab ass, like the camaraderie, or what? The actual stuff.
You'll never do that shit. It's not right. Hard. Like I was 18, in shape. I played sports. You know what I mean? I wrestled. I wasn't like no lifter and all. Like,
you on a wrestling team and shit?
Yeah, I found that photo yesterday too. Remember when I said throwing all the photos, not throwing the photos away? I found that too.
Damn.
Yep. I didn't even know I played for Northeast Wrestling, to be honest with you. I didn't until I saw the photo. I would have bet my life on it. I never wrestled for Northeast.
That's crazy.
Are
you a real person?
I'd be questioned. That's why I keep the photos. You keep the photos to make
proof.
Sure.
Proof? Yeah.
Exactly.
So boot camp was easy. No problem.
Nah.
You had to shave your head?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
I got egghead.
Did you like the uniforms? How'd you look in them? No?
Nah. It was the digi camp.
Oh, you were working. No. You were working out before you went in?
No.
Did you start working out in there, obviously?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
What do you mean? They don't work out in there?
They do. It's like a... Honestly, most military people are overweight anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, my buddy that's now in, like, the best shape of his life lost 400 pounds. He got kicked out for being overweight. Like, it's a PT test. You guys, if you don't work out or whatever, you can pass PT test right now. No problem. You know what I mean? It's minimum. You just, honestly, it's just don't quit. And you can still fail.
Mental,
and you'll
right?
still pass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you got to think, when you don't know nothing, everything is right when they tell you. I never had a real job. So everything they told me, I'm getting yelled at to be in shape. Okay, I'm getting paid too. Fuck it. All
right. Cool. You looked at it as like a paycheck, right?
That's all it was. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And first and 15.
Like you weren't like, you know, I need to defend this country. It's the last thing I need to do. I'm bleeding colors.
I was actually the opposite. I'm actually more for the military now that I'm out.
Interesting.
Than when I'm in. So when you're in, we make fun of people that wore their military boots, like to the club.
Oh, right.
So
the
you
guys
have
who
your
were
green
trying
t-shirt.
To clout chase.
Yeah, you like we're in a military town, bro. You got a shaved head, no beard. We all know.
They know
and
what's up.
We're in El Paso and you're pale.
Yeah. You're
you know what I mean?
Flex, right.
So I would actually dress like I did back home, but when I got out now, I wear my military boots to Walmart. And, you know what I mean? It's crazy because I wouldn't wear my uniform on a plane.
There was like, girls in the military?
Not in the infantry. So anything infantry is the male oriented.
Was there fights between y'all people in there? Did you ever see any good fights?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I figured.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime it's all guys. I went to an all-guy high school for a little bit. Mount St. Joe. There were some good-ass fights there.
Bro, I got...
All testosterone, no pussy.
Bro, I got...
People
like,
are mad as hell. Just fucking...
I got in, like, 3 of them with my squad leaders.
For real?
Yeah. Just cocky assholes that were just trying to use their power.
Yeah.
And our sergeant would let us fight.
That's
nice.
Tight.
Yeah. Nice.
So, all right. It was cool. It was. I wish I big only regret in my life, never got out.
You wish you would have never got out.
Only regret.
Really? And you got out after how long?
4 years.
So you're not in boot camp for 4 years.
You're in boot camp every
for
boot
a few months or something, 6 months
camp,
a year.
Every boot camp it's split up. It's called boot camp then AIT, right? My job was infantry. Our boot camps are the same. Say you're a medic. My boot camp is 8 weeks. You're 8 weeks. Now you go to AIT.
Right. And those are different.
That's your job, your career.
It's training for your career or it's your career?
No, that's your job as a career, whatever you want to call it.
And now, so where do you, okay, so what is your
AIT is infantry.
Okay.
So I stay there and learn how to clear rooms and kick in doors.
Stay in the where the boot camp was?
Yes.
Which is what, North Carolina?
No, Georgia.
Oh, right. I'm thinking Marines or something.
So say you were.
You're in Army, right?
Yeah. Say okay, you were mixing them up. Army, 68 Whiskey.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
68 Whiskey. What the fuck is that?
That's a medic.
Okay.
So now we're going to send you to medical school.
In the AIT.
That's AIT.
Got it.
You're still getting paid. We're all
still
getting paid
in the same place, too. Just maybe a different building.
No, now you're going somewhere else now.
It's like a whole different.
You might go to Texas.
Different whole state, right. Yeah.
So now you're there for 6 to 8
and
weeks.
All the medics are there.
Yes.
Got it.
So everybody's different. And if he's a truck driver, right, he might go to Arkansas for truck driving training for 10 weeks.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
then after that, what? So you trained for kicking indoors, as you said. I believe
it. That's infantry. They train you how to clear a room.
How to kill?
Yeah, or two in the chest, one in the head.
Did they teach you how to kill hand-to-hand or no?
It's called combatives level 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
You got to earn 3. Everybody no
has
matter,
to have 1 and 2?
No, everybody's level 1. Everybody gets taught level 1.
Got it.
Me, you, whatever.
Yeah.
Level 2 is how do you good in level 1. And only
now is it
certain people get level 2 and 3.
Now, is that just hands? Or is it like knives and like
if
fucking...
If I recall, 3 goes to weapons.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. So you go in and so you finish boot camp, and now do you get a grade or is it just you get through or you don't? Like boot camp, is there a grade or like do you get like a good or you just barely made it or you just threw?
You just got to pass your PT test.
Right, and
you got to shoot over a 40.
Did a lot of people quit?
Yeah, so there's if you get kicked out or quit before basic training's over with, it's like you never join.
Really? Yeah. What are people getting kicked out for? Like in one example.
You're going to blow your mind. Diarrhea equal depression.
Diarrhea
equal depression. What? My buddy that I joined with. I didn't join with
sounds
him.
Sounds like a riddle.
I was at the airport with him. His name was Paul Schuster. It's the first and last time I saw him was basic training, right? We flew there together, and so I'm going to talk to you, right?
Sure.
Most weirdest dude I ever met in my life. Like, Hitler.
He only talked about Hitler.
Yes, you know like, let's
fuck
not.
Him. He didn't pass. Fuck him.
That's all we talked about, right? Was like,
well, that's a bit alarming.
Yeah,
it's
and,
just like a weird subject topic, honestly. I'm not even saying like.
But we ended up going to church together, and guess what the church we went to was?
What?
The Jewish church.
For real? The synagogue?
Synagogue. That's what it is. I don't know the name of it.
Yeah.
And we got yarmulkes. And
he was probably doing recon. I tried to plant bombs
honestly,
in that
I
bitch.
I don't know. Because we did a little like little fight club in the barracks with the yarmulkes on.
What?
And, yeah, I swear to God, I can't make this up. Bro, I swear on my kids.
What?
Because you're a bunch of men bored.
No,
you got,
I get it.
You got 200
it.
Men
it just
waiting
like
to go to basic training,
was
sitting
it,
around.
Was it his idea? Because it sounds like beating someone up in a yarmulke is something he's always wanted to do. It sounds like it might have been sexual in nature.
But he didn't fight. He was a pussy.
He was just watching?
Yes.
See, it was kinky for him.
So,
yeah, okay. I'm on to you, Schuster.
Yeah, so next thing
more
you
like
know.
Juicer, am
yeah,
right?
Well, we
count it.
So we didn't even. We were in like a little area, a holding area, getting our clothes and our boots and our just everything, like just 2 weeks before you went to basic, right?
Okay.
Just getting all your stuff ready.
Getting your shit ready, getting prepared.
And he didn't make it.
Didn't make what?
He started getting diarrhea, went to go to talk to somebody.
You think he was making it up?
Yeah, I just think he didn't want to do it no
right,
more.
Right.
He was depressed.
Right.
They turned the diarrhea into depression
right.
and let him out.
Wow.
Huh. Never saw him again.
Wow. Now, when you're doing basic training and boot camp, same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's what you call it.
Right. So when you're doing that, is it like the, because I don't know anything about it, right? So in the movies and shit, there's the guy who comes in and wakes you up every morning yelling his ass off. Is it like that every morning? Or are there days off? And what, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it is. It,
and
so,
what do you do when the day's off? Or what do you do when you're not PTing and doing the fucking running and rocking,
so
and, rocking and fucking?
It's honestly nice.
Yeah.
Basic is
it's like a fucking
basic
summer
is
camp,
consider-
huh?
It. That's the word I've always used.
Right.
It's like a summer camp.
Right.
But the first 3 weeks are the hardest. You got to wear a stupid helmet. And you got, everybody
part.
Knows your level, your first 3 weeks. Because you got a white helmet,
yeah,
helmet
yeah,
on
you're
with a white thing.
Yeah, you're...
Then you go like white, red phase. Then you go to blue phase and then white phase, you're done or whatever, right? You get more freedom.
Right.
The first, you're up at 4 a.m. Yeah, everybody rotates guards.
So it sucks in the beginning because you're the new fish.
Yeah, and everybody needs to be on the same sleep schedule, so they keep you up for 48 hours before you even go to basic.
How do they do that? Keeping you active?
Lines. No, you're standing in lines getting all your stuff.
And then what is when you got the stuff, though? It don't take 48 hours.
Because you got to think, I landed it like in Atlanta. I landed in Atlanta at 1, right? In process and started 8. I had nothing but a book bag. Then you get your head shaved. Then you get it through the PX. And then they're walking you through here.
Are they being nice to you? Like during that process?
Yeah, I mean, they'll yell here and there. Or
they will?
If somebody falls asleep, you got to do push-ups.
Right.
Bro, it wasn't hard.
Right.
It wasn't. The hardest thing is if you're overweight and you got a running problem.
Right, if you're not healthy.
You'll be fine in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And
because you'll train to be.
Yeah, it wasn't like old Army. Like right. 90s.
Right.
Early 2000s or early 18.
Well, I bet it's even better now. Christ.
Yeah, oh, they're probably all like, oh, it's okay, bro.
Don't offend anyone. Yeah.
No, it was cool. Like, and then, okay, so say you graduate AIT, right? You go to your duty station. Mine was El Paso.
So hold on. You graduate AIT. This is what I want to know. So you graduate AIT, and they tell you, you don't know where you're going?
You get your paper that week.
So they give it to you in a paper. You don't get to talk, read the paper where you're going.
You get 2 weeks
And what
off.
Are your options? Do you know? You're probably knowing like...
Infantry gets so many places.
Right. So you probably in your head...
Infantry is the bottom of the barrel.
Right. And you probably in your head know the places, and then you're going, I hope I go here the most, and I hope I don't go here the most.
People want Italy.
Because of the rumors and shit, too, probably. Yes. Like, this place sucks. Plus, you don't
you
want
You want
it.
The place... You want Hawaii. You want Alaska.
Sure.
You know why?
Bitches and scenery.
You get married and get triple the money.
Oh, what? Even better. He's so all about the money, Mark.
Yeah. So
they do pay you. They do incentivize marriage.
All right. So if you're not married in the service, right? You get base pay at whatever your rank is. It's shit. Mine was like $1,500 the first month. Split that up between the first and the 15th, not counting taxes, at $750. Yeah. $700. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get free food. Yeah, but you get Oh, they helped me. They gave me $250 additional to help.
Really?
Yeah, because it's so you got to get your debt to income leveled out.
Wow.
Yeah. And I had to
just because of the child support?
And I had to give full custody away. I had to sign my rights over.
Why?
Because I was married out of wedlock. I could have 10 kids by 10 different girls, but if I'm married to one person, even if it ain't a baby mother, you're a good person because you had a kid because you're married.
Wow.
As soon as you don't have kid, if
as soon as you're not married,
you got to write them all off.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And I think that didn't help.
You have to write off your kid.
Yeah, you have
to go in there.
You're not allowed to have custody while you join, or you have to be married.
Whoa, bro. That's fucking weird.
That's how I got out. I got out right before my 4 years because I had no parenting plan. And my son's mother went missing, and she got locked up and then went AWOL. Like, AWOL. She was missing.
Yeah.
She went on drugs. She went on a...
Absent without leave.
And I got custody of my other son, and I've had him ever since. So I got out because of that. If not, my mother didn't work, so she's got out of jail.
She came
out. She couldn't
out,
take care of him.
Right.
You know
she came
mean?
Out while you were in the military?
Yeah. Like right after I first left.
Gotcha.
And not much longer. And she didn't get a job till right after I got out. You know what I mean? So she couldn't send me no money. Like I used to call my grandma, I used to like $20.
Right.
Yeah. She would send it.
What do you think about this whole Palestinian Israel thing?
Bro, you wouldn't believe if I told you.
Why? You have a take? I didn't even think you'd have a take.
Your take.
I don't know shit.
Yeah, no, I knew that.
I don't watch nothing.
You don't pay, like you said, you stay in your lane. It's not that I knew that
Dude,
you wouldn't know. Yeah.
That's how to have a good life.
No, I'm telling
that's
you.
That's how to have
that's
a good
why
life.
He's happy.
Yeah, because
he's
watch
like
the news,
bro,
you don't
I
hear
promise
all the bullshit.
You, and half on. Of the topics I'd bring up with like a nod or someone that's on the internet like that, like he would just be like, what is it?
I have no.
And it would still be good because
I messaged him about doing this. I'm like, bro, we got to stay on some good topics. I don't know shit about what's going on in the world.
Can I read your topics, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, it's on my phone. Fuck. Basically, yeah.
Bitches, money, weirdos.
Yeah, it was funny as shit,
I don't know.
Basically,
bitches, money, and weirdos were pretty... That's what piqued my interest.
Yeah. Basically, you said... I said, what do we... You went way too far.
I said, we texted
him. No. It was on Facebook. That's why.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. Basically, you were like, you know, bitches, money, weirdos, gym. Yeah, so you didn't even... So when you're in there in the boot camp, you get the AIT, you know, you get the letter. They tell you El Paso.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do in El Paso? Because we're not at war in El Paso, right? Like, what are you doing when you're... That's what I'm understanding. You know what I mean?
You're
like,
not going to believe this either.
I'm just saying, though, because it's like, I know that there's boot camp, right?
Yeah.
And then I know that there's war. What's in between that?
All right.
What are you up to?
every ping pong? Job is I've seen different. Forrest Gump. Every job is different.
I get that. Oh, right. That makes sense. But your job is there in El Paso.
But infantry's job is to always train to fight. They're the
so
front
just to
line.
Keep training.
Yes. Bro, that's what I'm saying. You know what I did on a Tuesday?
Just trained.
Hey, you guys want to go shoot 500 rounds? Go walk, take your weapon and go walk down to the range and just go shoot. Bro, night skies are litting up with tracer rounds from helicopters.
That sounds fun as hell.
And I'm a saw gunner.
How
right?
much fun? Was it
bro,
fun?
Hey, I've never seen, I don't even like going to the range no more.
Because it's nothing near it's, as
no,
fun as that.
No.
It's all this limited governorship,
yeah.
right.
You know what I mean? Like, it was cool as hell. And then, like, no gay shit. You're freezing cold and y'all got to stay out there. You guys got to
fuck.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, people beating off in the fucking porta potties, marking their territory. Who got the best drawing in the porta potty?
Yeah,
fighting
yeah,
over.
Yeah. And it's like trauma bonding, you know? It's like you all are going through the same exact experience. You know, you're going through hardship together. You're helping each other out. You're risen each other. You're fucking around.
And it ain't even the hardship of the job. You know what the hardship is?
Tell me.
What's going on at home?
Right. That you're away from.
Yeah. Mm. Not me. Not me. I was good.
Because you're a sociopath.
Yeah, no, I was good. Like, I was good.
Right.
I left and was in peace.
Oh, like, interesting. It was like a nice getaway for you.
Yeah, I was peace shit.
Yeah.
My kids were born. I want to join the service. You know what I mean? Some people say it's peace shit. My baby mother still calls me. The one I got custody of that I've had since I got out, she still says I'm a piece of shit because I left for the service. I said, I didn't have a job.
And also just the thing... The thing is, the present speaks volumes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
what do you still care about from 18 years old? My Pokemon
that's
cards?
That's what I'm saying. I used to shit my pants, too, yeah,
you know
when I was two. It's like, yeah, I don't, what the fuck? Or I don't know what age.
Don't
I don't
move,
know.
That's when people don't move on from shit.
Yeah. They you hold know? On to one thing that yeah. they feel like they got above you.
So what? I didn't send you no money. You still don't send me money. It's been 14 years. What am I going to hold you to that? You know
right,
what I mean? And
right.
You're working on your fifth kid right now.
At least you left for the military. It's not like you just left.
No,
like
I
were talking about before.
What do you mean? Jail? Writing
like
letters?
Quitting a job?
Or just quitting. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I quit this family.
No,
I'm going to start another one.
That's something completely different.
Fucking that happens.
Yeah.
That
happens. Sure.
And you still could have came visit, but you were too busy on drugs getting pregnant by my homeboys.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That's a lot.
Pew, 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 pew. Yeah, shots like, fired.
Every time I came home, nobody hung around the house.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you know what I mean?
Because they were all fucking.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
that's crazy.
But
you're doing, you mean, you know, you're doing well. You're doing, so hold on. So you go to AIT, so you go to El Paso, and then you just train all day.
Yeah,
and well, then is there the you might go to war at some point? Is
yes,
that the whole
yes,
thing?
Yes,
it's
yes,
like,
yes,
hey,
yes,
we
yes.
might call
yes.
you up at
no,
any
that
point.
Is. But I started my unit. I was one of 15 people to start my unit. I can't give you an exact number to start a unit, but you got an Alpha company. You got HHC, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Foxtrot, sometimes an Echo company. HHC, everybody that's not infantry, right? Like your medics, your truck driver, or not your truck drivers, your paper pushers,
mm-hmm.
anybody that's not a combat
right.
job.
Anybody who's not with the smoke.
Has to go to HAC.
And everyone else is AIT?
No, it's Alpha Company.
Okay.
Then you got your your platoons, your squads, and all that, and your first sergeant, your captain, and lieutenants. Then you got your Bravo, your Charlie. Delta usually was the truck drivers and the cooks and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
So once that's you cool. build up, now you're a part of I don't remember, but you got to get your unit's got to be ready for deployment.
Right.
Then you go away for 30 days train and then you get out.
Go away where?
Somewhere in
so like to a different place. That's
yes.
what? That why that place? Is it specified as a
yes.
different type of training?
Yeah. So
we
went to New Mexico a few times for live training. And you would have to set up, like, the cooks had to bring us our food by a certain time, and if we were doing a live fire training, they had to maneuver around, all kind of shit.
So let me ask you this. You're living in El Paso then?
Yes.
So because how long was basic training, you said? For you, for your job. Right.
17 weeks plus two backed up.
The fuck is that? How many months?
19.
Don't make me do
19,
math.
19, almost
5 months. It's
yeah,
20.
Five,
yeah, so 5 months, and then you go to El Paso.
It's a daily job. You're off by 3 o'clock. You go. You show
that's
up at
what
6.
I was about to ask. You can get pussy out there and all that? Because you're going out, right? That's like, not that you did, of course. Yeah, no. Dude, definitely wouldn't have.
You're on the Mexican border, right? At El Paso? Like, you're down at the
bro, fucking, if you cross that border, you were dead.
But I'm saying, you're on the border?
Yes, dude.
That? So there's a lot of sketch think. Around that.
Right, but there's think. Also a lot of beautiful women.
No, right.
For and, sure.
Well, when I say sketch, they're included in there. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Bro.
Yeah.
No joke. You know I got some stories.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You got to think.
That's what I'm saying. If you're getting off at 3 p.m., it's not like you're stuck there.
Unless you went to the field. We went to the field a good amount.
What does that mean? The training field?
Yes. So some days I would leave for 10 days. Some days I would leave for 5. Some days I'd leave for the weekend.
Because that's not where you're living? Are you living on a base?
I'm living on a base. I got married. So I could live off post. So what I did was...
get married. That's another incentive to get married.
So say I got $1,000 for being married on top of my pay. I will go get a $500 apartment and pocket the...
You married the baby mom?
Yeah. Yeah.
The one who you were fighting in court? Yeah. Or I guess at that time you weren't fighting, huh?
No.
Wow.
She got mad because I didn't move her down there. Because she got on drugs and got pregnant.
Got it. So, but you also got married at some point.
Yeah.
And then you got to move off base?
Yeah.
With her?
No, she never came down.
But they didn't know that. Like, no. you could just be like, hey, yeah. I need to get off base. Yeah. Right. So, okay, that was
they
probably.
They thought I had a happy marriage at home.
Sure. That was probably a come up, too, though. Like, when you finally got the, well, how did you get married? Did she come down? Do you come up?
Nah, I did. I got out of
all
base.
All virtual?
Came home for 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Came home for my 2 weeks for 4th of July. Got married and bounced.
Damn.
Yeah. So. I would Mondays was 5 mile runs, 10 mile runs, depending on what we did.
With the rucksack?
No.
Okay.
That was Fridays.
Okay.
Fridays were ruck marches because your feet could repair for the weekend.
Right.
5 to 20 miles. Once a month was night till day ruck.
20 mile rucks. Rough.
Yeah. And you got to think, I'm a saw gunner, so my saw gun is 17-some
pounds.
You got
to take that bitch with you, huh?
And I don't share it with somebody. I don't share it with someone else. The 240 gunners are like 27 pounds, 24 pounds. You have two other people to share the barrel and the ammo with. And then you have your M4s.
That makes sense. That makes sense that they split the load up. That's smart.
But that's a big gun.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then whoever has the M4, like squad leaders and a couple other random people, and M4s, that's nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm 125 pounds with rucking. It's just as much as I got on me.
Did you gain weight out there, in there?
Damn. After I got out, I only gained like 20 pounds.
Now, are they feeding you dog shit at boot camp? No, good as hell? How about in El Paso? While you're living on base, you are you embarrassed with other dudes?
I got my own apartment. Bro, I got a nice ass apartment.
Right.
Well, right when I got married, money didn't kick in, and I ain't tell nobody. So you stay in the barracks. The barracks weren't done yet; they were building them. El Paso. When I got there, it was a desert with what are those houses called that are just.
Lean to tents?
No.
Shanties? Teepees.
I can't think of the name.
Caves. Igloo.
Nah, they're people live trailers.
Oh, okay.
They're trailers with two bedrooms.
Got it.
I had the trailer to myself. You know,
that's
furnished.
Nice.
Already furnished. So my whoever I met, we would go down, we'd go to Chow Hall, they let me in because they don't know I'm married yet. So
wait, because if you're married, then you're not on base and you don't get the food.
Yes. Got you get that money
you.
Separate. The
you
get paid the military money, you don't get the extra food.
Oh, interesting. So they're like, we'll hit you off with money, but then you're no longer part of this system that
yes.
we're gonna taking care
so
of.
You literally can live for free and just get paid, and you have no bills. You don't have nothing. You eat for free 3 meals a day. You go back to the barracks, don't have no gas, electric, whatever. All you got to pay is your phone bill and your car, whatever you got.
Right, right.
So you get married, you get the money from the food, which is $323, plus whatever.
I love that. That's the exact number.
Plus the BAH in El Paso was like $900-something.
What the fuck is that?
900.
Well, no, what the fuck is a BAH?
Maryland's like 2,500. It's the cost of living where
oh,
you
I
live.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Oh, wow.
900
to 2,000?
Bro, well, you got to think. It's where you live. Remember Hawaii and Alaska? Over $3,000.
That's why you said that. That comes back. So that's
yeah,
why
but
you get
you got
food.
The Mexican ladies that are probably like infiltrating that town. We got
oh, bro, it's
white 50-50. People here.
They hate you or they love you.
Oh, okay.
They don't. It's no in between.
That's cool, though, that they love me. That's great.
Well, it's not always that.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's not. Trust me, I've been around that too. You know what I mean? Because you got to think, we're all the same to them.
Yeah.
And they're all the same to us because they only want one thing, what they think we only want. Marriage. They don't know you're married. They want to be married. They want to get out of El Paso.
Right.
They didn't even have, they only had one highway when I was first there. By the time I left, bro, it was like crazy 695, 295 meeting and all kinds of, it was amazing.
So you said you get off at 3.
We'll say 3.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So what do you? So you're going to train
every Monday morning, every
Monday through Friday, like a regular
you get
job.
A work, you get a different workout.
And is it 40 hours a week, like a regular job?
give or take.
Right, okay.
If you consider something like a salary, similar. Yeah. And you just, and if we're not in the field, we're free Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Now, okay, wow.
It's just like a normal. After on base, Sundays
and
cake.
Shit, and on Sundays on bases, they're like cookouts where the people are frisbeeing and shit. And
yeah,
like,
sometimes we have that during like a Thursday.
Thinking like very top.
No, they
had
that. We played frisbee at the
like
all that
volleyball
yeah.
and shit.
Yeah, that could be like a special day. Right. And then they'll zonk us and we leave.
You have any hot ass instructors? Like people above you? Oh, really?
It's all male. I'm only all males. Infantry's all male.
They knew not to let you out. None of them bitches.
The only ones that the females would be in were like a cook.
Medic.
A truck driver, a medic.
Right.
Stuff like that. But where we only had the males around us. Yeah.
Infantry is basically first line.
Yes.
Dude.
Yeah.
They're the real men.
Yeah.
they're the real men.
And honestly, that lunch lady kept getting cuter and cuter.
Uh-huh.
She went from Rasputia to fucking Beyonce by week fucking 19.
Yeah. They say that on job sites too. Like if you're on a big commercial construction job site, like any woman on the job site gains 2 points out of the 0 to 10 scale. Yeah. You know? A 6 is an 8 immediately.
I'm not there all day.
Yeah. You don't work. Yeah, this motherfucker don't work.
Dude, probably more than that, honestly. Like when they say like you go to LA and there's like LA numbers, like you're an LA 5,
yeah.
Which means you're like a Baltimore 10, probably. I don't know. I think something like that.
It's like that.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
Oh, it's like.
Yeah. There's all guys around. The one woman that comes around.
Too.
I mean, you travel more than me, bro. You're always wanting to go. Where'd you? You just went to Daytona. How was that? Daytona 500? Or no, not Daytona. I'm sorry.
You know,
Sturgis. Where the fuck did you go?
I went.
What
to
did
Daytona
you do?
Bike week.
Okay, Daytona bike week.
I went. The cruise for the bachelor party was the week before. Came back on Sunday and then.
That's why I'm confused. You yeah, you hit the cruise.
Yeah.
But you're all
it
over
was Miami. Then the cruise. Came back for a day or two. Got some things together, shipped the kids off to my mother's.
Hopped on your 2024 Harley.
Got the Harley, and then we went down to Daytona.
That was by a blast. That was your first time?
Yeah, and we didn't even do half the fun stuff that we could have done because
it was so much stuff going on, I bet. Yeah, you couldn't do
it
all.
Awesome. My first time there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not your first bike.
No, first Harley.
First Harley, because you used to be a street bike guy.
Yeah. I would never. 5 years ago, you tell me I'm going to have this Harley. I'd have been like, man, you trying to fight? Like, I ain't riding no fucking
really,
car.
You were strictly street boy.
Always.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now you just feel like what? Because you're, what are you, you're now you're old?
I feel cooler.
Yeah, Harleys are badass, man.
I like it a lot.
And there is something a little bit like, I've seen way more, not that you're old, but I'm just saying, like, I've seen a lot more 55-year-olds on a Harley than like a, fucking ninja. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's kind of look crazy, like, hopping on a ninja at 60.
Usually the older guys, the ones that are on the bike still, they gotta have the biggest dick, the Hayabusa.
Right.
The older guys, especially
right.
the heavier set ones,
right.
They gotta have a Hayabusa.
Heavier set ones.
Yeah.
You always see the heavy set one.
I ain't riding on no Hayabusa.
Why not?
I've already kissed death a couple times. I'm not going back.
Right, because it's too dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I jumped the Curtis Bay Bridge. My CBR 600. Yeah. I was the dumbest thing I probably ever did.
Dan, did you land it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and I was like, then I got in one accident after that, and that's when I started lifting. And
on
I went
the
to
bike?
College. Yeah.
Was it bad?
I got T-bone.
Oh, it was bad.
I was in Kernan. I was in a wheelchair for almost 4 months.
Mm.
Yeah.
What fucked you up? Your hip, leg,
I got
femur,
a metal
elbow?
Hip. I got a
you do now?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I set off alarms sometimes. Yeah. Or in the airport.
Right.
You know what I mean? I got a reconstructed knee.
Damn.
I wake up every day, my legs hurt.
Damn. I didn't know it got fucked up like that. I remember you telling me that a little bit, I think. So that's when you started working out?
Yeah. And I went to I did that and went to college because I didn't know I could get paid to go to school
because of the military.
Yeah, and because I didn't
work. And then again, how do you like that's something that you were like, oh, this is something I can do. Let me use that. Like you figure it out.
No, I just happened to be at the right place and people telling me shit.
Right.
I started changing my lifestyle up. The person in the gym was ex-military. Bro, go to college.
Trying to put you on, right?
I said, for real? He's like, all right, cool. And then I started doing my research, like. What the pay is here. The pay here for $2,500 a month to go to school. And because I'm a single dad and I'm not working, I get full financial aid. This is all legal. It's called double dipping.
That's what I'm saying. See,
so
right?
every
He's
semester.
So good at this corporate, like, bureaucratic.
Every
like,
semester is $5,000.
He makes it work, bro. Whatever it is.
And my college is paid for plus that. So I just.
Yeah.
I just did that.
People
remember
think
when
you're out here, like, selling drugs or selling
remember
guns
when I traveled with you?
Stuff. You're
on
just,
that,
like, figuring it out.
Remember when I went on a vacation with you?
Cancun?
Yeah. I was so fucking broke. But
you couldn't tell.
I got my degree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you couldn't tell you were broke. That's, you know, you figure it out. You shimmy and shit. Cancun was tight. That was for a wedding.
I sold a pair of Yeezys for that. $750.
For real?
Yeah. No, 800. The Yeezys were 750. The black ones.
You sold them to have some cash to go or to go?
No, both.
Right.
Because I had points, so I used some of my points.
Where are you going next? Out of the country? You got a plan or nah?
Let me get through this week. I got. It's been a busy week.
I'm trying to. Nothing planned yet.
Nothing planned yet.
Yeah.
But if you call me on Sunday and was like,
I know,
you know, I'm going.
Oh, I know, I know. I just didn't know if you had something on the radar yet.
No, because none of my friends.
I don't really.
I got a wedding in June, and none of them are going to travel.
Right. I got a wedding in April.
But if somebody calls me, I'm ready.
That's how I feel. I'm bad at like planning stuff. Like I'm not real good.
I'm on a whim.
Yeah. So when someone hits me and they're like, "Hey, we're doing this thing. We're going to like the Croatia shit. I went to that Yacht Week shit,
bro. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was dope. But like, I'm not planning. I didn't even know Yacht Week existed. I didn't even know. I'd never even thought of the word Croatia until that trip.
Not until you went there.
Nah, right. I'm like Croatia. Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah, okay, I'll go. And it was a great fun.
I do have one more cruise planned.
You love them cruises.
I do. It's a vacation. I don't have to be on my phone. The kids are busy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying it like the kids went on the last one. But the kids went on the one before that with me.
Well, that's what is nice about a cruise for sure with the kids. It's like, yeah, there's stuff for everyone.
I get seasick, but I'll just take some
Dramamine.
Yeah, Dramamine. I'll take that. But that's only in when it's a hurricane. And we went around a hurricane.
You can't even tell on a cruise that you don't want it.
And these boats are so big, it's like a mini mall. On that cruise I just came from, it was awesome. I was ice skating in the morning. And then by 12 o'clock, I was upstairs surfing.
Ice skating?
Yeah.
Oh, was that the wave pool was on that cruise?
That's cool.
Damn, I thought it was somewhere y'all stopped.
No,
that
was on the boat.
Was that Carnival?
They had two of them. Royal Caribbean.
Royal Caribbean, you prefer that one? I would take your advice because they're all about the same.
It just depends on what your budget is, where you want to leave out of, and where you want to go, and how big of this. You can go on a Royal Caribbean shitty ship. That's so funny. Or you can go on a good ship, or you can go on a Carnival shitty ship, and you can go on a Carnival good ship.
Right. Where so you don't have a big preference.
Nah, I don't.
How about with the airline? You got a preference on the airline?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Southwest only.
Southwest only?
International.
Okay.
International.
Fuck, want to hear a little trick?
Yeah, of course, dude.
You want to sit up front row even when you don't...
Put us on game.
All right.
Please. Airline tips.
Pro tip. All
right. Spirit's not bad if you have no bags. Right?
Right.
No bags. But who really travels with no bags?
Right.
Southwest. I worked there, right? I worked on trains, planes, you name it. If you forget to check in... You're allowed to, you go up to the front desk at your plane station, like where you're about to.
Right where you're about to board.
Yeah,
right,
like
right.
B7. You say, you go up to the kiosk and say, excuse me.
After they call people up to go?
No, you're already past, you get three free bag checks.
Sure.
And if you're ever overweight, just ask them for a Southwest bag that's $25. It's a huge duffel bag. Instead of paying a $50 fee, you get a free duffel bag for $25 and you can load that thing up. So, if you're over 50 pounds, don't stress. Don't let them charge you. Just buy the $25 extra bag and load that thing up.
And then what do you do with the extra bag?
Just check it in and load with your other bag.
Right.
You get three of them.
Gotcha.
And you get two of them to carry on. You walk
so
up
there's
to
the tip right there.
Yeah, you walk up to the I did both of them. I worked at customer service. Then I went to Optic.
Wait, this guy's been everywhere for like a week at a time.
It was a year.
He's the deadliest catch. He's been like at a bank. He's just gonna scope in the place to rob it or something. Like he's always got some shit.
Dude, I know how the whole United States works.
Yeah.
And
you say, excuse me. If you want to sit up front, I'm curious about this.
So say you checked in late, you got drunk last night, you forgot your plane to check in, you're C7. You're most likely not getting a bag overhead, right? So you're going to be in the back. So you go, excuse me, ma'am.
First of all, the delivery's killing.
No, you got. That's
it.
How
I like it.
Yeah, because they're going to call you on your bullshit.
Very, very soft. Because
they don't. If you are not old or crippled, they are going to call you. They're going to try. If they can't, it's illegal.
I might not be able to prove I'm old and crippled, but I can pretend I'm gay and retarded fast.
You're fine. You'll be good. You don't even need to. So, because they can't question you. It's illegal. You say, excuse me. May I have pre-board, please? And they say, do you need a specific seat on the plane or help down the jet bridge? Yes. I need a specific seat on the plane. ID and...
That's it?
Yeah.
He just tells you. You're saying you just ask nicely and then tell them you need a specific seat on the plane.
They can't question you.
Right.
That's why people.
Because then it gets into HIPAA.
I don't like it. Because when I did it, I would see dudes like us doing it.
Like us.
And I'm like.
Disgusting.
And I do it.
No, right.
But it is what it is.
Interesting.
But I got all six of. Bro, me and my six boys that got on a flight 2 weeks ago. Bro, we got in front of all the old people because they couldn't walk fast. So they're all in their wheelchairs. So old people ask for wheelchairs. They don't know the catch. Old people ask for the wheelchairs to board first. And then the ops agent says, whoever can walk down the jetway in the wheelchair, I'll let you go first. They'll hop up and bolt down there. So they're doing it too. Right. You know what I mean? They just don't want to walk through the
airport. Yeah, everyone's doing it. Yeah.
But you're allowed one person with you. So I could do it and bring you. But then he'd have to say something. Right. And he could bring one other person.
And it just works.
Walk right on. I sit in the front every time.
Interesting.
Yeah, they can't ask you. Because they can't ask. See, you could have a weak bladder. And you got to be, you need a specific seat. You need to be next to the bathroom. You can say, you can explain to them, you need to be next to the bathroom.
I can be like, I have a condition, I cannot stop coming.
Yes. And they'll be like, I'm going to put you in the front.
That's a, they say, can I get your number?
And then they're going to say, you could say you have a peanut allergy. You got to wipe the seats down. And they have to.
Right.
There's so many loopholes. Oh, traveling on a cruise? I ain't never paid gratuity.
Hold on. I can have a peanut allergy. And I'm just like, wipe down the bathrooms, please.
No, you can say you got to wipe down the seat.
Holy shit.
So you get on early. Yeah.
That's not on me to do. That's on someone else.
No, it's on you to do, but you get on early. That's how you sit early. You don't got to do it.
I know that. No, but like, that's something I could do, like as an asshole?
Yeah, you could.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's loopholes.
There's all kinds of loopholes.
Yeah.
They're built in.
And you just got to, I don't mind sharing them.
So you say you ain't paid gratuity? That's just being cheap, no?
No.
Because you got to pay gratuity. You got to pay, give them something.
No, it's not mandatory. People don't read the fucking fine line.
Well, no, for sure it's not mandatory. But neither is tipping at a restaurant. You tip at a restaurant, don't you?
Yeah, of course. 20% or more.
Right.
Depending on how nice they are. Yeah. You know what I mean? But no, it's they're getting paid.
Right.
They all.
Sure,
if
right.
you look at the
at
fine
a restaurant,
print,
I guess they're not getting paid as much. So you understand
it. These people are on that boat for 6 months.
They're getting paid.
Yeah, so they only do the gratuity. And plus, if you get a drink package, everything's already in there. They're trying to get you to pay extra.
And so they're trying to set you up for the gratuity thing when you know it's kind of already included type shit because they're getting paid.
You don't have
paid
to.
Right.
Bro, in one room, that was $80 a day. They just took it off.
Right.
Every boat I've been on. And I've been on a lot of different
boats. What, do you
boats.
Just ask for them to take it off?
Yeah, I'll say, or I'll, like me, I tipped I personally, because not all your room attendees are cool.
Right, so you tipped the ones that are.
I tipped our guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For both of the rooms. You know what I mean? He took care of us. And shout out to Ashley. He was cool. But
oh, guy.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
And, you wouldn't think, yeah.
He had money. You could just tell by his the way he was carrying stuff, cleaning them rooms. He was just chilling. He was rolling dough. And beard was lined up, cleaned up, haircut was every day. Like, he was good. But they're trying to get you to tip the ones that are like pretty much at gratuity gets split up between everybody in a boat, whether it's
right.
the captain.
So you're saying fuck the shitty ones.
Yeah, you just
let me pay the ones I like.
Sure. Or whatever. But only really one person I really have to tip.
Right.
I'm going to the buffet and the guy cleaning my room. Who else am I gonna see? The bartender? That's already in the
drink package, yeah.
Yeah. What, you gonna double tip? Now that's like when it's gratuity when it says gratuity is already in there,
and then people
then you gotta
again.
Check it and you don't see it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Same exact thing.
You always like dressing nice? You always been a metrosexual or is this new? Like, I mean, as long as I know you've been dressing nice, you know? But I didn't know you back then.
I dressed, but it wasn't nice.
Okay,
I
but
matched.
Okay, but you weren't matching and shit?
Yeah, capris.
But you thought it was nice at the time, right?
Bro,
when we're kids,
capris,
it was the worst.
Jean capris to here with the Nikes.
The capris? Did they have the two little hangies?
Yes.
Bro, do you remember that for whatever, the dangly things?
Which dangly things?
So the
you
capris... The capris had the two little, like the elastic straps that had the two little ties. At the
end. And the gaudy haircut with the spikes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good times.
I got to say, I thought those shoes were yours. I didn't realize you were still wearing yours. You have
some
nice
love
shoes
these.
On.
I love
these
all the time.
You got some nice shoes
but
going
you know
on.
Why I started changing the way I dress?
Why?
So the people you start surrounding yourself with, the way you dress, look at you different. And the people that... And the girls you want to attract.
Right, for sure.
100%.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It says, it's the first impression.
Like I got tired of pulling hood rats.
Right. Fair enough. Exactly. Say it.
Straight
speak
up.
It. Speak it. Right, exactly.
You know what
got
I mean?
Tired of
I hate having tattoos. I wish I had none.
Yeah, well, look, dude, I have this issue. So, I got a face tattoo, right? So, when I got a girl who comes out to me and is into the face tattoo, I'm like, bitch, get the, you dirty fucking, you know what I mean? Like, what's that?
Yeah.
It's weird because it's like you said, it's just like sometimes this attracts the person who thinks I'm something that I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, same with you probably, 100%, 100%. Right? They see the thing and they don't know that, you know, it's like, no, I look like a criminal, but I got my shit together. I mean, I'll fuck you like a felon. Yeah. Don't get it twisted. But I actually have good credit.
But
you know?
At the end of the day, exactly. And
yeah. I need to start wearing hats. Let me see.
What do you think?
But that's your style, though. You throw some Vans.
Not bad.
You know what I mean? Like, that's his style. That's his style there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You have to be authentic to you.
You got a good hairline, so you don't need hats. But I
just
change choice.
I don't know. I just, when I'm in my gym clothes, I'm comfortable. Like, I literally would wear this out.
Yeah.
Whether I'm on the
No, for sure. No, for sure. For sure. And look good. You know what I mean? It works.
But I just.
If you put that on, you look crazy.
Probably the hat,
the whole thing. If I put that on,
listen,
I'd look crazy.
I
think we'd all look crazy. Yeah, so I mean, the same. I'm easy. I'm
playing. Yeah,
I wear
the hat
like
on
that,
me. I don't know.
I wear normal outfits like that. It's just how I wake up.
Right.
It's because what's crazy is I look in my old. I wake up every morning on Facebook and go to my memories and delete old memories because that's not who I am. Right?
Nuh-uh.
I swear.
You delete them bitches.
Yes,
delete them.
Yes. Because the things that I said, the things that I did.
But it was okay at the time.
Yes.
And it's nice to see how much you've grown.
Sometimes but sometimes it's nice to leave that shit just to see your growth.
But
you're like, fuck it.
No, because
fair
what
enough.
If, what if that person that, for that job that I finally love adds me?
Oh, well, then, yeah, at that point.
You
sure.
know what I mean?
I get that. I get that.
And so every day I wake up.
All the time you drop the M-bomb.
Yeah, you know, like, or just, or say... What's good? Who's getting fucked up tonight?
Of course.
Hit the celly.
Oh, trust me.
You know,
I have
every word is one word.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, damn, I still can't type, but that's even worse.
Yes. That back then was embarrassing, right?
Yeah. And like
for everyone.
I was trashy. I was ghetto.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
so was
I.
I
wasn't
or I pretended
proud of
to be.
Anything that I did before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Before I was 18, I was not proud of anything.
So do you think the military helped you be less ghetto? Or you were pretending to be ghetto? Because it's like, I don't think you were ghetto.
No, I don't think it was ghetto because I didn't talk ghetto. I didn't act ghetto. But that's how my mom raised me is wear some Jordans. That's where the Nike shirt.
Right.
Her man, all her men were.
Urban city.
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
right. Not quite
ghetto.
I
wouldn't try to look. I didn't unintentionally look up, but I would be like, man, that's a nice ass outfit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's
yeah.
some cool shit.
Right.
You got money.
And it's what you see.
Like,
what
I'm
you're
laying,
right.
I got a baby. I got a. Fat Farm or whatever outfit.
Yeah,
on
yeah, because you see the hustlers have the money.
Yeah, and I got all his money on with his glasses, like
yeah,
hundreds,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know, I thought it was cool.
Right.
It's not.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
I don't know, and then I didn't like the women I was surrounding myself with, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
When you dress different, you act
yeah.
different. When you act different, you pull different. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I probably have, like, five different... Every 5 years, I look. You could tell that I changed.
Have you always been slutty?
Dude.
Have you always been a slut? Have you?
I think it just came natural.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's always been there.
So you want to know how I learned it?
Because
it's so simple.
Yeah, let me hear.
My mom took me everywhere.
All right, hold on. Just hold on a second. This started crazy.
Nah.
How did I learn how to be a slut? It's
yeah.
like, well, first
no,
off, my
you're
mom.
It's going to make sense. Listen, if I took you everywhere, every day... Every weekend, you did something fun. My mom might have did her thing, hustling,
right.
on and off drugs, whatever. I was taken care of.
Right.
You know what I mean?
One thing you can always say about her, she took
bro,
care
she
of
she took my boy. Like, I was spoiled, but everything I had, my boys had.
Right.
Right? Even ones that didn't have money.
You were eating everybody.
Yeah.
Eating.
And I wasn't like, yo, don't touch my shit. You would never know I'm spoiled unless I say it. Mm-hmm. I don't front about it. I took care of my stuff.
Right.
Like I said, we were joking earlier about my Pokemon cards. Mm-hmm. My shit still... Take care of myself since elementary school.
You do take care of yourself. So before the military.
Yeah, but since I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, my
yeah,
Batman
yeah.
were sitting perfect on the thing. But my mom would take me dirt bike riding shows. My mom would take me to Monster Truck. She would take me mini golfing. So I'm thinking, it's hit me when I started, like, right before I started driving. I'm like, I have a blast. My mom takes me to a $7 date. What if you want to call it a date? I'm taking a girl on a $7 date. To mini golf, you know what I mean? Like, it's easy pussy.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean? Because
the things my mom did for me that I enjoyed so much, and my friends enjoyed it.
Right. You knew
who
that
would
it'd
not
be a good date?
Exactly.
Ah,
and it's cheap. I was broke.
Oh, interesting. So that's so
like me tell you right now, bro, so-and-so's coming racing. It's $15. We can move down to the first level seats at the second race. okay, that's cool. And we're homeboys. All right, cool. So imagine how much a girl would like that.
Right, that's so interesting.
You put $5 in a gas tank, you got a $30 date.
That's so interesting.
She's going to remember that for the rest of her life.
Right, because you're not only saying, like, let's go on this date. You're like, because of your mom and shimmying and shaking and knowing how to figure shit out and, like, getting the deals and doing this one a little bit, you're not only doing the date, you're going, like, this is a cool date where we're going to do this, and then we're going to move down here, and then for this, we're going to do that, and it's like an adventure.
Bro, and it's been like that my whole life.
Interesting.
Not even intentional. Because
you weren't molested as a kid or anything?
Nah. Nah. Anybody that disrespected me, my mother beat them up.
Right.
Not one of her boyfriends ever told me what to do.
She was like the mom and the dad, huh?
Yeah. She never, not one person ever told me, Mark, don't do that, or I'm going to tell your mother or something like that.
You got a cool ass character. I'm trying to fucking figure out where it comes from.
Yeah.
I know where his comes from. And it's some fucking dark place.
I just adapt. I just adapt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You put me in a room full of millionaires or crackheads or whatever, I'm just going to mind my business. And you can't how can you really get mad at somebody?
Yeah. You feel like you grew up fast, you were an adult quick,
hated it.
Because you do feel like that?
100%.
And do you feel like that because you had to? Or just because your mom wasn't babying you? Your mom was just like treating you like because
I was dumb and had kids.
At what age? What was your first kid?
11, 12th grade, three of them.
Wait.
May, June, July.
Shut the fuck up.
Nah.
The same year?
Within 10 months.
No way, bro.
Listen,
I've heard, right, like Mark has kids. You know how people make rumors, right?
Well, that's because it's people
exaggerate and do all this stuff.
Well, they joke. They'll say five or 10.
Right. Yeah, he had five kids in a week or whatever the fuck.
No, I had three in the same year.
Oh, shit. Oh, bro.
Oh, shit.
That's why they...
See, Mark be fucking. That's what I'm saying.
He's at work. Bro. That man is at work.
The one was born...
That was harder work than the basic training, how much fucking...
Bro, the one... My one was born in...
In high school?
Yeah.
I knew you had at least a kid in high school.
Yeah.
You had three.
Yeah.
In 1 year.
Yeah.
In high school.
Yep.
Bro, that'll develop character, or make you fucking start...
Bro, they tell both my boys, people say both, they're Irish twins. They're a month apart.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Three different baby moms?
Yep.
Well, obviously,
so
right?
The one she was born. It gets better.
Which one? So is the one...
One showed me a fake sonogram of a squirrel. Put her name on it.
Hold up. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, I swear.
the squirrel got me.
I'll call my mother right now. Why wouldn't she use a fake sonogram
of a human, though? Here's the thing. Why wouldn't she, this bitch? Sorry for whoever you are. I don't know you.
I had a flip phone.
Right.
The picture was as big as the screen.
Right, right.
And it had her name on it. My mother was, I remember we came back from my homeboy's college baseball game, right? Like he was up there practicing her tryouts or something. And we were coming down 10 to get on 695. She said, that don't look right.
Your mom knew.
Yeah. And that was,
So that wasn't a real kid.
It wasn't. She said, I was in like June or something, right? She said she was due in December having a girl. I started sleeping with her in like September, October.
Again, started sleeping with her again.
Yeah. No, only took her virginity. I remember it was April 10th or 11th because I totaled my car the day before and I walked her home.
Dude, it's like everything. I took her virginity the day before I totaled my car. Everything's a story. I'm serious. It's like his whole life is a timeline of big events.
But I remember this shit.
I bet.
And
you're like a little autistic. That's why.
Probably. You know what I mean? I never took a test for it.
Right. Not good at tests.
I took her virginity, walked her home because I totaled my car the day before.
And that's when she sent you a sonogram from the virginity thing?
In June.
But I ignored that.
I said she was weird.
Oh, and because you took her virginity, now she's in love.
Yes.
And then you leave her alone because you're not fucking with it. And she said, "Hey, you have to come back."
Yeah, and I was like, "Okay, cool." Because
you're like, I like squirrels.
Yeah, like my oldest son was about to be born, and she was like, wasn't going. She was already fighting with me.
Right, and this is the second one.
Yeah, as I thought, it's not the second.
Mark, you're fucking nuts.
She said she was due in December, having a girl. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make this one right. I'm going to be super nice.
Do this
I'm not
right.
going to fight.
Try to do it
I'm
right.
I'm going
to
do it. So, of course, I'm going to keep hooking up with her. What, am I going to pass on it?
Yeah, so maybe it's your mother of your children.
Yeah.
And now you can come in her because she's pregnant.
There we go. See, you got common sense.
But she's not pregnant.
Exactly.
Whoa, so,
what happened in
bro.
October? What do you think happened in October?
Whoa, that's kind of dark. Wait, do you think her whole plan was to do that? To get pregnant?
Yes.
Wow. Well, it's one thing to lie. I've heard of that. But then the lie, it's so you can.
She's actually really cool.
No, I'm sure.
She left me alone.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure. No, I'm sure. I'm sure. We're not trying to drag anybody. I don't even know the person. Yeah. I'm just saying that is an interesting
mindset.
But
people
mindset.
That know me,
no. No, I get it. I get it. But yeah, I know you're not dragging nobody. You're telling me your story. This is your objective. Mm-hmm. This is your life. So it's like if some people are involved.
And what's sad is I think all this is normal at 18.
Yeah, bro.
That's why I'm so at peace now.
That's what I'm saying. Like what you're saying isn't normal for any age. And much less, dude, at 18.
Yes. So this. October came. It was like October, give or take a few weeks, right?
And then you're just coming in it feeling so safe, right? Because you're like, you know, she's pregnant. You're shooting the club
hoodies.
Up every time.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
My oldest was just born.
Wait,
so
she's wearing hoodies, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can't tell if there's any.
And I'm still, I'm not even 18 yet. Right?
No, you're literally
you're
a
looking
baby.
For it.
So,
you know.
I go to the first sonogram, as I thought ended up being the first sonogram with her and her mom. I'm still being cool.
You went to the doctor?
Yeah. Right over here off of...
And what'd they say? This is a squirrel, man.
Oh, congratulations, ma'am. You're 12 weeks pregnant. What? Her mother's happy. She's like... face is white.
Why? Because that time
don't
add up?
Yeah.
Never, but explain that.
The
so
mother thinks
she should have been pregnant.
Yes.
She should have been way more than 12 weeks.
But I kept going over her grandfather's house. She kept sneaking me in. I didn't know her parents knew anything.
Right.
I met her mother that day, and we all went to the sonogram.
Jesus, that day. Fuck. So, hey, I'm the one who came in your daughter.
Yeah, so I'm like.
That's my seed.
I'm like, hold up. 12 fucking weeks?
Right. Then you have to. So that's. Oh, you
I leave.
To start doing the math.
Yes. I leave.
Bro, what a fucking dramatic
I go out
thing.
To the parking lot. Her and her mother come out. I'm like, what the. Blah, 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 blah.
And your mom's probably confused.
Thinking I'm a nutcase.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm like.
Because you're doing it. In your head, you're like, carry the two?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
so
no.
My homeboy,
you had to carry you.
Still to this day, right? He was riding with me. He came from like one of a bunch of family, didn't have a lot of money, but he was working summer job, you know what I mean? Saving money, right? So I was like, bro, I got to get this abortion, can I borrow some money? He was like, I got you. You know what I mean? Like, no big deal. And
and she was fine with this?
I called. I'm setting up the abortion, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm livid.
Did she address the fact that she lied or no?
Listen, no. That was the elephant in the room.
Right.
She stopped answering me the night before the abortion. It was like a Tuesday, right? It was raining. Me and my boy ride over there, right? Like I said, I still ain't got a car. I'm riding in like my mom's hoodie
right,
now,
right?
Right. Boom, boom, boom. Eric wakes in the car. Mom or dad answers. Can I help you? I'm like, yeah, where's she at? She's in the bedroom in that room right there. I was like, she's like, she don't want to get the abortion. I'm like, do you not know what's going on here? She's like 2 years younger than me.
Right.
I'm like, I just had a kid. I'm leaving for the service. This is not normal. Why are y'all not making her? Like, what is this? Like, she's a baby.
Right.
I'm a baby.
Right.
I told him, I told him what happened.
Well, some people are like religious about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
like
which,
very,
okay.
Yeah.
But you don't.
No, I
do
get
that
it.
To somebody.
I get it.
You know
I
what I mean?
It,
like,
yeah.
If like I took own of all my other ones.
Right, and like you're saying, that was a trick. It wasn't like that, you know, because so you were.
But I didn't know it was fake. I didn't know the sonogram was fake. I didn't know nothing was fake yet.
Right.
She comes out the room crying. I'm like, tell them you told me you were having a girl, blah, blah, blah. I was like, what, you printed off the internet? Started. Just admitted to it. And I told her parents, just the fuck it. This is nuts, blah, blah, blah. Her mother was like, look, you don't have nothing to worry about. You go to the service. You won't hear from us again. I was like, that's it? Should have got that shit on paper. Because I got, less than 2 years later, I got child support on the mail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She had a baby.
Damn,
and my,
bro.
My
that is
my about-to-be
a...
wife. I was cheating. But my about-to-be wife was pregnant, too. Cheating. Yeah. And Mark Jr. was born in May 10th.
The oldest.
No, he's the second.
Jesus.
Yeah. Christ. After my oldest got.
I need like a whiteboard.
Yeah. So after she got, the first got pregnant.
Right.
We were just messing around. I started dating my son's mother.
Right.
She got pregnant. While the other one, I was
You got
cheating.
That super seed, huh?
Bro, it's bad. It smells like bleach. It's so strong. And
he said the one girl only sucked me off. She got pregnant.
You know what I mean? So she got Mark was born on Mother's Day when I was in the service because I was gone. You know what I mean?
Right.
The other girl had the baby a month later, and Carson was watch out.
Ah,
Carson was turning one
about the
that July when I came home.
Damn, so all of them were born when you weren't there?
The you first were... one was, but she didn't call me.
The first the one oldest. Was, right.
Carson's mother didn't call me. The other two, I was gone.
Right.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you get out, are you trying to, like, did you have to pay child support for all of them?
Mark, no, I had him.
Oh, because you got custody, right.
The oldest, we went back and lowered it
right.
to a
but,
significant
but
number.
But Mark, you're with the baby's mom, or you're with his mom.
It,
what, who married, were you married to in the in the
Mark, my oh, my middle son
okay.
Mark Jr.
Right.
I married his mom. When you're married, you can't go to child support.
What do you mean?
You can't pay child support when you're married.
Even if you're not married to that person?
No, whoever you're married to, you don't pay child support to.
Right, not them. Right.
Whether you're not together or not.
Yeah, but you're not
until it's finalized. You don't pay child support.
Gotcha.
Either way.
Got
so
it.
So I never got a divorce.
Right.
Plus, I couldn't find her for a few years.
Were you still married?
No, I'll finish it off in 2015.
Okay.
That was a funny story too.
Let's hear it.
But let me finish. So.
Yeah, sorry.
All the kids, whatever. I had Mark. I got full custody of Mark because she went on off the deep end. You know what I mean? Everybody tried to, everybody locally, like, that was her family, tried to say her daughter was mine. I said, that's impossible. It was my homeboys, ex-homeboys. They were all getting high together, fucking.
Dang.
Right? All of them.
Sounds lit.
Yeah. And that's your, yeah, you was probably there too.
And then, he was probably there too.
And then,
fuck you, Mark.
Then, my other one, we became cordial. I just paid, and then I ended up getting in the other one's life.
Right.
The one that finagled me or whatever.
Yeah.
And she ended up, I was there. She ended up dropping a child support, and I was just there.
Right.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
So now how old is the oldest?
About to be 16.
Right.
They're about to be 16, 15, and 15.
Damn.
And homeless.
Kicking them all out. Fuck them.
Yeah. So.
Damn, bro.
It was rough. That's why.
That's just so much. It's such a young age, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Just
like,
a lot. And even just the, it's just.
Why do you think I have so much fun now? Even right. if it's, even if it's going to the park with my daughter, or honestly, just going to Nashville by myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just going somewhere by myself. Just, or just cleaning. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Stuff that's so simple to me makes me the happiest.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, getting my toes done or something.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Whether it's, that's why I like cruises so much. It is literally a full week of rest to me with a little bit of dip and dabbing on party.
Right, but you don't have no option to be shimmying and shaking and doing this and doing
and
that.
And everything
you're just,
I
like,
deal
chilling.
With when it comes home.
Right.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
And then the longer, the we're on a, everything's complacent now and in order. So when I come home, the kids know the rules. The
right.
one's been with me so long. The other one I've had for 2 years now. He knows the rules.
Right.
And
everyone's on the same page.
Exactly. So now it's not chaotic.
Right.
So now
not
we,
at all.
Now we all can.
I bet it feels so smooth now comparatively.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
What
for
I mean?
Real, real.
And the baby mother's no drama.
Right.
I don't got to talk. I don't talk to him.
Yeah, it sounds more dramatic than it is.
Like was. I know,
right.
It
well,
was
it was
hectic.
Way
it was
dramatic.
Like,
but I'm saying now I know it's not. Yeah.
No, because I don't talk to him. What
it's
do
not
I need
dramatic
to
dramatic because I don't speak to these
well, I don't have. The boys have their own phone.
Right.
When I take their phone when they're punished.
Yeah, you don't got
the
it.
Mothers know, so they right. don't bother me. When they go, when the texts go green, they know that he's punished.
Right.
And
yeah.
They don't really see their mothers.
Right.
So
there's no drama.
Yeah,
right.
What
it's
they,
not.
You can't take something from me that I know I'm taking care of.
Right.
You can call me any name in the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can call me anything. Broke, rich, broke, piece of shit, faggot, whatever. I don't care because at the end of the day, the boys are fed. They're in sports or they're relaxing. They're okay.
Everyone's
they're okay. They're
good.
Alive.
No, right.
They're and they're not
yeah,
missing
I'd
nothing.
Say all
you know what I mean?
Consider everything's great.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And they got a couple chores here and there. That's
right.
it. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's why I think I'm so at peace now. It was like reverse. What people do now in their 30s, I started too early
yeah.
by being a dumbass. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right, right. You got all that shit out. Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I couldn't handle it. If that stress was now,
right.
I'd be off the deep end. I probably would end up.
You think it helped because you were so young?
You
just thought
I
it was normal.
Give a fuck.
Oh, you didn't give a fuck. You're just like, I don't get this.
No, okay. I'll deal with
right.
it as you go.
Right.
I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything about money. I didn't know anything
you
about
you
finances.
You didn't know anything different either. You're just like, this is life, right?
and I got fucked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I was. That's why kids need dads.
Right.
Because I wouldn't have been riding that dirt bike on the street. Because Carson tried that shit.
Well, you're going to be that guy for about 50 kids. So yeah, it's a good thing.
Fuck it, right?
Hell
fuck it.
Yeah. Well, I ain't have one, so it's like, nah. I had one for a while.
I couldn't think about restarting.
Right. Doing it over?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I was lucky. I couldn't do it. I couldn't handle the 18-year-old stuff that my 18-year-old self dealt with.
Yeah, I look back. It seems surreal almost, right? I look back like, was that even me? It's almost like it's like third person. Like, it seems like I couldn't go through some of the shit I went through now. But I guess you're doing it.
I don't have an addicting personality.
Yeah, dude, the fact that you're not a junkie blows my mind. I know you're not.
Like, I know. I think of it as, it honestly gets my rocks off, though.
That like,
it's
not
a challenge.
Oh, right.
Not the drug part. The next obstacle. Bro, me beating that lawyer last year while I was living in a home and in my apartment, broke as hell, with no lawyer, just fucking got me off.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I literally beat a fucking lawyer with the same laws that I've been beat with my entire life. And now she's paying me double what I paid her.
That sounds better than drugs.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
That sounds fucking
like,
good.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, it was stressful.
No, right. But that release, that payoff, that.
You know what I mean? And he's happy. He's out the house with the stepdad. Don't hit him. You know what I mean? Like, we good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I won with a little bit of a cheat code because the assault didn't help on him or my kid.
Hey,
but that sparked the fire.
But here's the thing about you. That's what I'm saying. If there's a loophole or cheat code or this, that, or the other, you still play by the rule. It's like, here's what it is.
Exactly.
This is what's at my disposal. Well, I'm going to use the same things that are on the table as you, and you can just figure it out.
And honestly, I think Zoom helped too.
What do you mean?
Zoom couldn't see my tattoos. Zoom only knew the rules. Bro, 100%.
Interesting.
Bro, they don't get the whole vibe. I'm fit with tattoos. If I go to court, I'm already, you're done. That lady didn't even believe me that I wasn't speeding with my kids in the car.
No,
you're automatically guilty.
You look like you're about to hit a bitch.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And that's what's so fucked up with the world. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, some guy with no tattoo, you're probably 10 times nicer.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just because you got a face that don't make you a bad person.
Right, no, it's foolish.
And that's why I wish I didn't have no tattoos. Because if I had a dad that was on my ass, like, my boys ain't getting no fucking tattoos. You know what I mean? It does play a part.
Like, it does.
Did the best role in her life, and I wouldn't change a thing. But some things.
You wouldn't get none.
I wouldn't change a thing.
You wouldn't get no tattoos, I'm saying.
Oh, no. No. Not one.
I mean, he's right. Like, it does, like, affect how, like, society views you.
Definitely.
Like, all I see as, like, a person who also has tattoos is, like, I see a guy who can take pain. You know what I mean? He can take pain, and he likes to express himself. But the up here old white person or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah,
like,
it is an old, different, antiquated way of thinking, but it's holding on.
We're getting better.
We are,
better.
But it is holding
it
on.
Is
to
what,
your
no
point.
Matter if it gets...
The fact that you have a job with a face tattoo, we're getting better.
A decent job,
We're getting better. But
look
how
many
yet.
Ones that I lost.
We're not there yet.
We know that I haven't gotten
there.
Because of it, exactly.
Oh, a lot of good ones.
Yeah, how much good pussy are you not getting because they think you're the hood rat?
Exactly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. That for sure.
I did it for attention before when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Tattoos for attention. You know what I mean?
But
keep it all. I can't because I changed my beard, my hair, my face. Dude, some people would be like, bro, if it wasn't for tattoos, I wouldn't even know that it was fucking you. I want to be that person now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, I can't even. I'm riding down the street, whether it's a pedal bike, Harley, dirt bike, whatever. Oh, that's Mark.
Oh, you know, yeah. It's a good thing you're not a criminal because, you're easily identifiable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Easy identifiable.
Yeah.
And I don't like it now. You know what I mean?
Well, it looks good.
I mean,
you look cool as hell.
Like, I mean, I know why you don't like it.
Yeah,
I get that. But like,
it's because I'm also older now.
Outside of
right,
those
old.
Things, though, like, those things make you you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That and how
all,
your dick crooks
all
to the left.
Tattoos tell a story.
He said it's straight.
They're
everything
all
about
small
you is
chapters of, like, you know, the life of Mark. I don't know. I as much as you don't like them, like, I think you have a great aesthetic.
But
overall,
you,
I'm not a person. That's
he don't
to
know.
Fuck
he
you.
Hasn't. Well, he
I'm
hasn't
also
heard
not
about
trying
me.
To fuck right. you, and like, so I don't know from a female's perspective.
Yeah,
but
yeah
like from
no.
a male's perspective, dude. Like, you're like the ultimate hang. Like, of all the dudes that we've had here to podcast and listen, I apologize to all the dudes who've been here. But like, this dude's like
fuck that.
The
don't apologize.
Hang.
Don't apologize.
Like,
but the thing is,
dweebs.
Come on.
Because
I'm trying to party with this guy.
It, no, it is fun. If you people
like
that I've
Mark
never hung out with that I party with, like. How was our vacation? Let's just say this is my first time hanging out with Justin.
Cancun?
What?
Cancun.
No, not right now, but in Cancun.
Oh, yeah.
Cancun.
Yeah. Cancun. It was tight.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it was tight, bro. It was the first time I met you. I mean, you were down there with Josh, basically, because of Josh. Yeah. I was down there. I knew Tony a bit. And then, honestly, because of my cousin Jake, really, at the time, that was closer to Tony. Now I'm closer to Tony. But, yeah, went down there for a wedding. Had a blast. He was like, you're for the team.
That's good people.
That's the thing. And he really, and that's the thing that people won't get from the internet persona or the rumors or the this or that. If Mark's on your team, Mark's on your team. And it's like, and again, it's so easy to visually look at the tattoos or the money or the fact that you even take care of yourself, right? Guys only, you know, guys are just like, I'm either in camo or Carhartt or fucking, it's like, you know, that's just gay. Anything that looks good is gay. You know what I mean?
No.
So they're threatened by it. So, but the one thing about you is, yeah, you're for the squad. You're like, let's have fun. I'll do the thing. I'll bring them over. I'll do the thing.
And that's what it's all about. That's what I see it's all about anyway.
You know, right.
Whether I'm with my kids, when I'm with old people, when I'm with bro, the most person I have fun partying with is my mom.
Right.
Bro, we
that's
go
probably
out,
where
we,
you
we,
get it from.
We don't even need to be around nobody else. We'll just catch a flight somewhere and we'll fucking have a blast.
That sounds awesome.
That's beautiful.
You know what I mean?
That's beautiful.
And I don't know. I just have fun where I go. But like, if it's like here, like not in the house, but like locally, I'll step out. But I can step out 50 times locally and not have a drink. But as soon as I hit out of town, we're having a fucking blast. And he said all that the first night I met him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how you live life.
Yeah.
Then we were
in Cancun for like a week. That was sick. We got to go somewhere else. Let's line it up.
When's your next vacation?
Let's line it up.
Like, I ain't got to be at work for another.
Go somewhere where poor people can like spend money. That way I can join too.
But the thing is, there's a lot of places like that are good. You're literally talking to somebody that travels.
This is the guy who knows the shimmy and key cap.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right. I told you. When I went
He'll get
them,
us to move to the front of the road.
I went with them and I went to Vegas with for this, not just for the pre-wedding, the bachelor party. Mm-hmm. I was broke. Like, you got to get the $12 drinks because I'm a lightweight and get blacked out on it. You know what I mean? Like,
he really does know how to move around broke. It's like he knows how to make it. You can't tell you're broke because you know how to move around. He's
I'm not afraid to say it. When I have it, I have it. When I don't.
Well, right. You're not broke. I'm just saying it. Some people don't have more.
No, I haven't had it for years. But I adapted to what you can and can't do by you can still be broke and travel. Not anybody.
No,
you just got to do it the right way.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
It's true. All right, thanks for coming. I love you, dude. I appreciate you. This thing's falling down. What time do we got?
Buck 42, but that includes before you officially started.
I don't know. Some of the convos before we started were pretty good too.
They really were. It's been fire. Dude, all the best podcast convos happen before the podcast starts. Right before. Yeah, exactly.
That's how it goes. But thanks for coming. Appreciate you always. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get you back on, dude. I'm sure the people will love it. If not, they can suck a dick. That's right.
Thank you.
If not, I will literally suck start a shotgun on live stream.
Listen, honestly.
Fuck a blank, though.